breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Could be in for a bumpy ride today on Wall Street, with stock futures deep in the red, the tech sector being especially hard hit, with the Nasdaq futures down around 2.5%, driven lower by a slump in shares of SpaceX. Vice President Vance is suggesting the Reagan doctrine, trust but verify, very much alive and well when it comes to the ongoing negotiations with Iran.
My point is not that I trust or distrust anybody. My point is that I trust actions. And what the president has asked us to do is verify what they're doing, focus less on what they're saying.
The vice president says the Iran talks are off to a positive start. But as the BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta explains, some key issues remain to be ironed out.
Speaking to Iranian state television as he traveled back from the talks in Switzerland, Iran's lead negotiator Mohammad Bakir Ghalibaf said he'd already made it clear through his previous postings on social media that the administration of the Strait of Hormuz would never return to the way it was before the war. He also said Iran-US had agreed to establish coordination mechanisms for 30 days to ensure smooth passage for vessels through the strait. Speaking to reporters on Monday, President Trump had said the Strait of Hormuz was totally open.
The Pentagon is asking Congress for roughly $80 billion, mostly to cover the cost of the Iran war. President Trump pays a visit to Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley today, making a stop at a Mack truck plant in the Allentown area, casting a spotlight on the U.S. economy and the crucial role of American manufacturing. And politically, Pennsylvania is an important swing state. In 2016 and 2024, it was Pennsylvania vote that helped Mr. Trump to win the White House. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 248 points. NASDAQ futures 781 points lower. The S&P futures down 99. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
In the city, the right lane is blocked southbound 95 before Caton Avenue as they work to finish up with a vehicle fire. The fire itself is out. Annapolis, eastbound 50, the off-ramp to 450 West Street is closed because of emergency utility work. Traffic on the Beltway running free and clear. No troubles on the Jones Falls Expressway, and things looking fine at both the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Tuesday morning, we are expecting some scattered showers throughout the day and temperatures that will be much cooler, upper 70s, maybe a few lower 80s, drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
72 in White Marsh and 73 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Registered Republicans and Democrats will head to the polls today as Maryland holds its primary election. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by 8 p.m. and ballots returned by hand must also be placed in drop boxes by the 8 p.m. deadline. To find a polling location, voters can visit the State Board of Elections' Find My Polling Place portal. Unaffiliated voters are not able to vote in party primary elections, but they can cast ballots in nonpartisan primaries in their jurisdiction, including races for local school boards. Residents who are not registered can sign up at their polling place today with proof of residency. And Baltimore County detectives have taken a suspect into custody in connection with the June 5th murder of a Towson University student. 22-year-old Nasir Majid was shot and killed while driving northbound on York Road near the Towson Circle in what may have been a road rage incident. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 385. The pick 4, 7343. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Thursday on Fox.
What a huge, huge moment.
America's World Cup dream continues.
Shot, take it, go!
Don't miss Christian Pulisic lead out the Stars and Stripes in a huge final group matchup.
And yeah, the U.S. has scored!
Against Turkey. USA, Turkey. Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Turkey, Thursday at 10 on Fox 45.
Every day, Fox 45 News holds our leaders accountable.
How can you say that everything's safe after what was found in this report?
Questioning how your money is being spent.
It's easy for nonprofits to hide money.
If they can't comply with the law, what are they getting tax dollars for?
Being relentless when no answers are given.
Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
You trust us to hold our leaders accountable, and we deliver. Watch and see the difference only on Fox 45 News.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, for the Orioles yesterday, it was welcome home, Taylor Ward.
2-1 to Taylor Ward. Ward swings, slugs the ball to deep center field. Jose Siri back. Welcome back, Taylor Ward! His first game as a visitor at Angel Stadium.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Ward's leadoff shot, followed by a Kobe Mayo three-run blast in the fourth, was all the firepower the Birds needed last night. 6-1 over the Angels, Baltimore's third in a row on this West Coast trip. Birds pound out 11 hits in all in support of Kyle Bradish, the right-hander going 8 shutout last night, striking out 9. After the game, the manager summed it up.
Offense was awesome. I mean, Taylor Ward setting the tone. First at bat of the game with a home run, and the rest of the guys have great at-bats. I mean, Gunner with 3 hits, Mayo with a 3-run shot, Leody coming off the bench and getting 2 hits and playing third base for us. So it was a great team win.
The O's now at 38-42 on the year have yet to win more than 3 consecutive games this season. They'll try for their first 4-game winning streak tonight. Meanwhile, World Cup play yesterday in Dallas, Texas. Argentina's Lionel Messi leaving no doubt.
There's the chance for Paredes. He tees up Messi. Is this another one? Lionel Messi. There's the block. And Messi again.
Ball was on Fox Sports. Messi scores both Argentina goals, and he scored all 5 in this tournament, setting a new World Cup career record with 18 goals. The world's greatest player leading the blue and white 2-0 over Austria. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NBA draft picks begin tonight, and guess who's got the number one pick? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, June 23rd, primary election day 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, an arrest has been made in the Towson Circle murder, and a teenager has been charged in a hit and run, but will he end up in juvenile court? We'll give you the answer to that. Fauci funded the CCP lab that sparked COVID, and the big question here is, will he ever be held accountable for his alleged crimes? It is primary election day, and the important, of course, caveat here is to get out and vote. Desperately needed to get out and vote. Make your voice heard today. Exercise your franchise. Polls will open in about 50 minutes at 7 o'clock and will stay open all the way till 8 o'clock this evening. And more on that coming up in just a second. But I want to take this opportunity here just to, you know, urge you to, if you want to make a difference, and again, this is important in this election year, where in 2025, Democrats loaded up the bus and hit us with a bunch of largest tax increases in history. I got my registration renewal for two vehicles yesterday. Again, I still can't get over the fact they're offering payment plans. It's just amazing. And then, of course, you can a three-year registration for one of my cars is $600. Can you believe that? So here's your opportunity to send a message to Governor Tax and Spend More, and of course, Electric Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, that you've had it up to here, that you're not going to take it anymore, and you get, it starts in the primary today with going out and voting for the Republican or Democrats of your choices. Now, while Democrats made a big deal of putting up at least one candidate in every seat in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, even in districts where they were facing exceedingly long odds, Republicans have failed to field candidates in 20 of the 47 Senate races. That's nearly half. And 52 out of the 141 delegate seats have no Republican opposition whatsoever. Now, some might say, well, Sean, you're never get a Republican elected in the city. You're right. If you don't field a candidate, if you never try, if you don't recruit, you know, an alternative to the progressive liberal black Democrat in Baltimore City. I mean, surely you can find moderate Republicans, maybe even some conservative Republicans in the city, and you got to work for the vote. They're not going to just give it to you. You have to work for it. In Maryland, Democrat voters outnumber Republicans 2-1, according to the latest registration data from the Board of Elections. And Maryland has a closed primary system where only voters registered as Democrats or Republicans can vote to select their party's nominees for the general election. I'm going to get into that here in greater detail in just a second. But I want to talk about, again, there are 19 districts, 13 in the Senate, 6 in the House, where incumbents are running for re-election unopposed. That means they're in. Assuming they get at least one vote in the primary and one in the general, there are no write-in challenges whatsoever. Their path to the State House is all but guaranteed here in the state of Maryland. That means more than one quarter of the current Senate is essentially assured of re-election. The 11 House Democrats running for re-election in 6 districts where they face no Democrat or Republican challengers include the Speaker, and along with Delegate Ben Barnes and Delegate Mary Lehman. The 3 face no primary or general challengers, and this is the Democrat leadership. So a clear path to re-election. No Republican gets away without a race between now and November. And this just proves, once again, how the Maryland GOP leadership has failed. Failed miserably. And unless you change the leadership of the Maryland GOP, and I'll get to the unaffiliateds here in just a second, then expect more of the same. It's 6:13. Traffic weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker has the day off today. And in for Chuck, an update with Doug Kelly.
The vehicle fire is out, but the right lane remains blocked on southbound 95 on the approach to Caton Avenue. Traffic gets by along the left side, no major delay. Also dealing in Annapolis with the exit ramp blocked on eastbound 50 to West Street. That's Maryland 450. This is because of ongoing utility work. Traffic along the entire Beltway system looking fine with all lanes open. No worries on the Jones Falls Expressway from the Beltway to downtown and back. Just a very slight brief delay, if any at all, southbound 895 from Halliburton Avenue through the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. No worries at the moment either side of 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a little more mild today. Highs will be low 80s, still a chance for scattered showers later this afternoon and the evening. Tomorrow, warmer and drier, chance for rain again will happen at the end of the week. Cloudy 72 right now in Annapolis, 69 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news due in part to the online trend of protein maxing. American supermarkets are facing a shortage of cottage cheese. If you can't find any cottage cheese, then here's a little bit of a tip. Just take a bowl of milk and leave it out in the sun for a couple of hours, and then you'll have as much cottage cheese as you will need.
Is this inspired by Maha and RFK Jr.?
Yes,
it who is. Also pushes fermented foods, and he takes his own sauerkraut with him.
He says, he does. And that and what is the other one? I guess there's some kind of drink that they...
Oh, that ferment?
Yeah, the fermented drink.
I forget what it's...
But I don't think that's how it's pronounced. Yeah. Like K-E-F-I-R.
I've seen it, yeah.
Or maybe it's awesome.
Kefir or whatever is the yogurt drink. But there's another one. That is, I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, yeah, I saw an interview with RFK Jr. in which he said that every meal he has a protein, meat, and sauerkraut.
The funny thing is, I was listening to a podcast with Cheryl Hines, and she said, when they go out to an evening, she's the one with the purse. So he says, can I put this bag of sauerkraut in your like nice Gucci purse? She's like, no, you can't. You'll have to carry it in your pocket.
Okay, that might explain a couple of things there. Who knows? Hollywood is having its best year at the box office since the pandemic. Yeah, people are looking for an alternative to soccer, I guess, on television. The stock price of SpaceX dropped 10%, just like your microphone, Maggie.
What's going on?
Well, the price slowly descending back on Earth, just like one of Musk's soft landings. It was sky high there for a little bit, pardon the pun. Several arrests have been made for vandalism at the reflecting pool in Washington. Most of these arrests are people who were seen taking pieces of the blue paint that had peeled away from the bottom. Do you remember at the time, the worst thing you could do was a pool was to pee in it? And
yeah, because doesn't it turn green or something if you pee?
Yeah. I think it's blue, I think.
They put some kind of
chemical in the pool so that they can shock it if need be. But now it's the algae. And now President Trump said yesterday that he had gotten reports that people were dumping fertilizer into the reflecting pool, which would make sense because
algae blooms, yeah.
You know, or if they're just pulling the water in from the Potomac, either one is bad news.
Same thing.
So will those chunks of the blue, like the bottom of the paint, be like popping up on eBay or something? You too can own a piece of the reflection pool.
Maybe, but the president said yesterday there were somebody took a knife or something, a box cutter or something, and cut slits in the bottom of that blue surface. It was like a rubberized blue paint, and that's what caused it to start to peel off. So they already have had 5 arrests and 5 people under investigation. So
deal with your anger better and get help for your TDS.
Well, think about that for just a second. You're attacking a pool, okay?
Anything. They're desperate to do anything to hurt.
And the media is still saying it happened naturally somehow. Like, Trump just didn't do a good job with it. And he's like, no, it clearly was purposely done. Someone took a knife and cut.
We have one of the reporters grilling the president yesterday. Well, where's your proof? And, of course, you'll hear his response in the MAG update. But new trend at baseball stadiums, Maggie. It's called tarps off. Entire sections of fans are cheering without wearing their shirts.
Well, I mean...
Men and women, or
I think it's largely men. I think a few women have been caught doing it as well,
but why?
Yeah,
it's just the latest trend in baseball games. Would you ever go tarps off at an Orioles game?
Oh, hell to the no!
All right, just want to
even in my young and vibrant days. No,
I mean, are they still wearing undergarments?
No, they're just
completely topless.
Okay. Bare chested, yeah. King Charles will become the first king of England to publicly release his tax bill. So I guess it won't be long before they get him by the crown jewels.
Yeah,
over there
for real, if they haven't already.
In England. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has passed the age of 100. He was also the husband of NBC correspondent Andrea Mitchell. Boy, what a power couple that was.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. And music mogul Clive Davis passed away yesterday at the age of 94. He was known as the man with the golden ear. He not only signed and promoted Whitney Houston to stardom, he insisted on a rough mix of I Will Always Love You. You'll hear that in just a second. But his first act he signed was Janis Joplin.
Wow. Yeah.
Other acts were Aretha Franklin, Barry Manilow, and, of course, Whitney Houston, just to name a few. And
that's success right there.
Yeah, exactly. And he and David Foster, the producer, got into a little bit of a argument over the rough cut. Clive Davis liked the rough cut of Whitney Houston. David Foster wanted to, you know, spruce it up a little bit, and here's who won the argument.
And
when I mixed I Will Always Love You, I did a rough mix of it. He calls me back. I love it. It's perfect. Don't touch a thing. I just want to make a couple of changes. You don't touch anything. It's just perfect. I got really crazy with him. We started yelling, and I started yelling, and, you know, I was kind of a hothead.
There is not an obscenity known to mankind that was not thrown.
He said, David, I think we should hang up before one of us says something that we're going to regret.
So that was the actual rough cut of the song, and of course he wins the argument there, him being Clive Davis. And look, he had some chops with him. Here's some of the acts that he nurtured, as well as the big ones: Billy Joel, the Grateful Dead, Alicia Keys, Simon and Garfunkel, Jennifer Hudson, Manilow, we mentioned, Pink Floyd, Earth, Wind and Fire, Aerosmith, Blood, Sweat and Tears, Kenny G, Christina Aguilera, Kelly Clarkson, and Patti Smith. Just a few.
Just a few.
Of the many who launched their careers.
Good ear, sir.
There it is. Rest in peace, Clive Davis. And he's somewhere in now rock and roll heaven. Remember that song? 6:20, 21 minutes after the hour. If you're a contractor and you're trying to keep that kitchen or remodeling project moving on time, on budget, it all matters. That's why you got to know my good buddy Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County on Joppa Road. They help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, quality cabinets, countertops, without making that process more complicated than it really needs to be. Whether you need cabinets or whether countertops, granite, quartz, or quartzite, they'll help you keep the job moving and, again, pass on a bunch of savings to your clients. So stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com, and tell them I sent you.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, treasurer.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the day off, and Doug Kelly has the update.
Minor slowing developing southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway south of Arundel Mills Boulevard continues past 175. After that, the right to the south is good. No major worries either side of 95 between the two beltways. On the Baltimore Beltway, things are looking fine with all lanes open. Still dealing with remnants of that vehicle fire southbound 95 on the approach to Caton Avenue. Traffic getting by without too much difficulty in the open left lane. Just a very slight delay. In Annapolis, eastbound Route 50, the off-ramp to Maryland 450 West Street, that is blocked because of utility work, but no major delay. And at the Bay Bridge, all lanes are open, three going west and two going east. Light volume, no congestion. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be mild today, high with about the low 80s or so. Still a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon or evening hours. Tomorrow, warmer and drier chance of rain is going to pop up again by the end of the week. Right now, 69 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 69 with some light rain in Reisterstown. So we're talking about today is a primary election day. Polls open up in 35 minutes. And again, I just think when the Maryland Republican Party fails to field a candidate in 45% of the Senate races and 37% of the House of Delegate races, I think that is abysmal. I think that is pathetic, and I think heads should roll. And no excuses. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear excuses. That's your job. And if you're not up for it, find somebody else. Now, another thing. For the people, the perennial candidates, with all due respect, I applaud that you want to run. I applaud that you want to engage in public service. But start smaller. Start down at the delegates, House of Delegate races, or the Maryland State Senate races. No, immediately you want to go for governor, or they want to go for a congressional seat, or even a Senate seat when you don't have, you didn't, like years ago, Bob Ehrlich and Andy Harris. They did it the right way. They started at a lower seat, and again, they move their way up the ladder, up the chain. That's how you grow the party. But no, everybody wants to be a star. And lastly, for the unaffiliated voters, I understand you don't want to be part of the Republicans or the Democrats, but you have aced yourself out of making any change whatsoever. Because in this state, it's a closed primary system. So you're going to wait till general election. Your choice has already been made for you. You either have a Republican or a Democrat, or if there's a write-in candidate, independent or Green Party, whatever. But it's the primary today is where you have the biggest voice, the biggest say. It's, oh, yeah, please explain to me. Again, I don't agree with everything Republicans do or Democrats do, but I want to have a say in that system. And that's what today is all about, the primary day. So I think if Republicans are going to make a vaunted comeback, they're going to need affiliated on the unaffiliated people to do that. And maybe they ought to focus on convincing people to become Republicans again so that they can at least present some kind of challenge, formidable or otherwise, to the Democrats in this state.
Sean, I agree 100% on everything you just said. Very well said. And I'll just add to it, you know, again, stuff with the Maryland GOP. That's what I don't understand. They had their own employees entering primaries. If they were actually, you know, if they really wanted to run for office, first of all, it's against their own bylaws, but if they wanted to break their own rules, why didn't they pick a race that had no Republican already running? So at least we had a chance. Why would you pick a race where there were already Republican candidates, more than one, and you didn't need that? So again, I don't understand their thinking. And second of all, I agree with you on the perennial candidates. I agree. And sometimes it does take a few times, and you got to build name recognition, but I do agree they're overshooting. Because, look, even for someone that's well-known, I mean, look, even Donald Trump didn't take anything for granted, and he probably had the best name recognition of anybody in the world, and yet he kept the most grueling campaign schedule. It took him three times, six times overall, if you count primaries and general elections. So if it was even that much of a battle for him, you just can't. I mean, I know you wish and you hope things are right, and if you work hard enough, you think you'll be rewarded. But it just doesn't work that way. And thirdly, I agree on people who are independents. Like, I'm sorry, I know there's an argument for we should just have open primaries, and everybody should be able to vote for whatever. But I don't like that. If we're afraid of Democratic interference in the Republican primary, well, we'll definitely have it if we have an open primary. So I agree. I understand if you don't feel like either party represents you, or you know, you feel like I don't want to participate in a corrupt system. But we have to work with what we have.
Yeah,
for now.
And the Democrats
are never
going to
pick a party. So you got
they're never going to open up the primary system. They just aren't going to do that. And the Democrats run this state right now. So the only choice you do have, if you're an independent or unaffiliated or whatever you're calling yourself these days, is to, it's a time for choosing. Pick a path. And again, you don't have to ascribe to everything Republicans or Democrats do.
No, but have at a least, voice.
Yeah, you'll
have
a voice.
You don't have to give them any money. I don't give them any money, but yeah. I vote. And vote for outsiders, because that's how we change this.
All right, Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny's going to sell your home. He's got a number of programs to help you do that. There's the sell your home, stay in your home program up to 12 months. He's got all the details on that. There's the trade-in program, much like you would a vehicle. You can trade your home in for a new one. And again, Vinny's got all the deets. And also the Fix-It program, where if you don't feel like your home needs some repair, you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and laying all that money out up front, and Vinny does all that for you and will subtract the price of those repairs at settlement. So call Vinny today. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. 410-793-7515. 410-793-7515. Online. VinnyStio.com. Coming up next, Fauci. Will he ever be held accountable? 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The man cleared of murdering 16-year-old Felicia Barnes in 2010 is sentenced to two consecutive life terms plus 25 years for the rape and assault of a woman in Rosedale. Michael Johnson was found guilty in April following a trial in Baltimore County. State's attorney Scott Schellenberger says the lengthy sentence ensures that Johnson never harms another woman again. Johnson stood trial three times for the Barnes murder before a judge acquitted him in 2018. And city police say a moped rider is dead following a weekend crash in South Baltimore. The accident happened at around 3:30 Sunday morning in the 500 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. When officers arrived, they found a man who had been struck by a car, and he was taken to a hospital where he later died. The driver involved in the crash remained at the scene, and the crash remains under investigation. And MDOT and state police are urging people to drive safely during the summer travel season following a deadly June crash on the roads. Between June 16th and the 21st, 9 roadway fatalities were recorded across the state, bringing the total for the month to 22. So far this year, 173 people have lost their lives on Maryland roadways. Officials say drivers should obey all posted speed limits and slow down, especially in work zones. Drivers should also avoid impaired, distracted, and aggressive driving, and always wear seat belts. And Attorney General Anthony Brown has released updated guidance for state and local law enforcement regarding their roles in federal immigration enforcement. The updated guidance incorporates the requirements of the Community Trust Act, which became law in May, along with other recently enacted laws. Brown says the Community Trust Act makes clear that law enforcement agencies have one objective, and that's keeping all Marylanders safe, including members of the state's immigrant communities. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Custom Remodeling is honoring the occasion with a roof racing celebration you don't want to miss. Right now through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique. Peak's forever guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind. No ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
The volume is picking up on southbound 95 in the city past the remnants of this vehicle fire along the right side on the approach to Caton Avenue. Traffic does pick up speed a little bit past the scene to the Beltway in the southwest corner. There's a broken down tractor trailer in Harford County in the 95 toll lanes going northbound near Mountain Road. It's along the far left side. No huge delay, though, through this activity. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEVM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Tuesday morning, we are expecting some scattered showers throughout the day and temperatures that will be much cooler, upper 70s, maybe a few lower 80s, drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Now, this is the Kyle Bradish we remember.
Breaking ball swung on and missed. Eight shutout innings. Nine strikeouts for Kyle Bradish. His first eight-inning start in the big leagues in 3 years on a brilliant night in Anaheim.
Yeah, Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Kyle Bradish was brilliant, leading Baltimore to the 6-1 win last night, the O's third in a row on this trip. Now, what was most interesting about the nine-strikeout performance was that six of them were looking, and Bradish was asked about it after the game.
Yeah, I think just pitch sequencing, just kind of keeping them on their toes, trying not to just overexpose two-strike breaking balls.
Meanwhile, Taylor Ward with a solo shot to lead off the game in his first at-bat back in Anaheim.
Yeah, definitely pretty cool to soak that in, that moment in, and then get back to baseball.
It was Ward's fifth of the season. Remember, he hit over 30 last year in an Angels uniform. College Baseball World Series, the University of Oklahoma winning their first NCAA championship since 1994 with a 13-2 romp over UNC. Quite an accomplishment for a team that was picked 14th in the 16-team SEC in the preseason. World Cup action yesterday, we told you about Lionel Messi and his two goals leading Argentina to a win over Australia, over Austria last half hour. Well, last night it was another stellar performance from Norway's superstar.
Haaland got in each other's way, plays back, Haaland again, scores again, that's what he does, and makes it look like shelling peas.
Makes it look like shelling peas. Call on Fox TV. Erling Haaland leading Norway over the Senegal 3-2. The count now, Messi with five goals in World Cup play this year. Haaland with four. NBA news, this from D.C. No, the Wizards have not been relegated yet. And yes, they're still in the NBA. Yesterday, signing free agent guard Trae Young to a four-year, $212 million deal. Young was acquired last year by D.C. but played only five games for the Wiz before missing the rest of the season, injured. Washington has the first pick in the NBA draft tonight, and they'll take either, it looks like, BYU wing A.J. Dibanza or Kansas guard Darren Peterson, the top prospects rumored for that pick. Meanwhile, the Mavericks are finalizing a deal for Michigan head coach Dusty May to be their next head coach. May, who's 49 years of age, led the Wolverines to the national title last year, was 64-13 in Ann Arbor over the last 2 years. And a sidebar, the last college coach to leave for the NBA after immediately winning a national title was the great Larry Brown 38 years ago in 1988. The time now is 6:37. When we return, could the Wizards actually be relevant?
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Well, I guess if we're ever going to talk about the Wizards, it probably should be today, because the NBA draft is tonight, and they have the first pick for the first time ever. And they were awarded that first pick because of the lottery.
Right.
And many thought that they tanked last year after getting Trae Young and not playing him, after getting Anthony Davis and not playing him. And I would have to agree with that assessment.
Especially after they just signed him to a big deal, extending his contract.
Exactly.
After not playing him at all last year, or rarely. It's been 48 years since the Wizards have won a championship. I call it the curse of Abe Pollin, Ale Boulay. You know, that's the Bullets. They used to be the Baltimore Bullets.
Right.
Then they were the Washington Bullets, and when they changed the name, that's when the curse began.
So not only is it 48 years since they last won a championship, but here's another statistic. It's been 46 years since they had a 50-win season.
Wow.
Right. In other words, in the NBA, if you win 50, you're pretty good. You're 50-32. You're a 600 winning percentage. It's the longest streak of any team in NBA history. They've gone 46 consecutive years without a 50-win season.
Yeah, so what's the problem in Washington? They have The owner is the owner of the Caps. The Caps have been competitive almost every year. They filled the arena up and won the Stanley Cup years ago. So what's the problem? Is it the coaching? Is it the general manager?
It's got to be bad management. Is it the owner?
What is it?
I mean, how can it be the owner when it's the same owner?
I know. So, they just haven't found the right mix yet. They haven't found the right coach, right GM.
You know what? I'm a sports guy, and I have no idea. It flummoxes me, which, by the way, is one of my favorite words.
Yes.
Flummox is a great word.
It completely
flummoxes me.
Okay. Just flag that just in case, Kristen. We might need that in the future. Thanks, Gary.
And that's probably all we're going to talk about the Wizards.
Exactly. Until they get better, hopefully. Yeah. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Tulsi Gabbard, in her final act, is Director of National Intelligence, declassifying hundreds of documents. The state-run media, drive-by media, continues to ignore this. Fauci is alleged to have funded gain-of-function research at a lab run by the Chinese Communist Party, which was overseen by the Chinese military. Not a good idea. Gabbard, who we already are going to miss, tell more on her coming up in a second, alleges that Fauci collaborated with intelligence officials to suppress the lab leak origins of the CCP virus. He lied day after day. He concealed the truth, presided over policies that shattered our lives, devastated our businesses, upended children's education, trampled our fundamental constitutional liberties. The damage that Fauci inflicted is incalculable, and its consequences continue to reverberate through every corner of American life. And what was it all about? I think it wasn't about public health. It was about pure greed.
Dr. Fauci's close relationships with the intelligence community enabled him to assume three key roles that shield him from scrutiny. First, Dr. Fauci funded dangerous gain-of-function coronavirus research linked to Big Pharma and their pursuit of universal vaccines worth trillions of dollars. Second, Dr. Fauci was the behind-the-scenes advisor who, alongside his hand-picked so-called experts, pushed the intelligence community to endorse a natural animal origin to hide his dangerous gain-of-function research that he funded using taxpayer dollars, all of this in a deliberate attempt to cover up the truth and shift the blame and attention away from Fauci's own actions. Third, Dr. Fauci became the nation's pandemic pundit, and he publicly pushed lies, disinformation, and censorship using every platform available.
Yeah, and that relationship with the intelligence community drove the public narrative. He lied to Congress on several occasions. He lied about the funding of gain-of-function research. That's perjury. He lied about his relationship with the CIA and how he... the CIA originally concluded it was a lab leak and not the bat soup or whatever in the food in the wet market. And then he leaned on the intelligence community to change that narrative as well. So those are crimes. Now, remember, right around the time that he was doing all of this is when Joe Biden went back and when he pardoned him preemptively, which I still think can be challenged. He pardoned him preemptively right around the same time. It was around 2014 when all this was happening. Remember, Obama had basically said, can't do the gain of function anymore. And Fauci ignored him. And this is what we got. And then there was a retaliation against the whistleblowers and the truth seekers. So you look at this. This recent document release reveals a global U.S.-funded biolab network centered on Fauci. And I think, I'm going to say it right here, I do believe this was basically started in 2014. But when Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015, I think this was their insurance policy. This was one of them. They had the Mueller thing, the Russia, Russia, Russia. But in case that didn't work, they had COVID. And remember, they unleashed it during Trump's first term. They tried to kill the Trump first term agenda with this nonsense. So, again, I think heads should roll. People should be held accountable for these crimes. We'll see. We'll see if the new director of national intelligence is up to the job. And we should thank Tulsi Gabbard, I think, for the incredible job she did in her short time in that position. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update here, of course, is Doug Kelly in for Chuck Whitaker. Whitaker.
There is an accident working northbound 895 just as you come past the Toll Plaza. If you're on northbound 895 heading toward the Steel Bridge, do yourself a favor and stay in the open left lanes, because if you go through the far right side of the Toll Plaza, now it does look like there's a police driver trying to help. It does look like there's a police officer on scene trying to help this traffic merge into the flow. But again, northbound 895, stay to the far left. Once you get into the tunnel, things are looking good. Southbound 95 before Caton Avenue, they're still dealing with remnants of that vehicle fire along the far right side. Just a brief delay around this activity. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it'll be mild today, high in the low 80s. And again, a chance of scattered showers or some rain later this afternoon or this evening. Tomorrow will be warmer and drier. We won't have a chance for rain again until the end of the week. And right now we're looking at, it is 72 and cloudy in Ocean City, 71 and cloudy in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
Haven't heard that one in a long time. World Cup fans from around the world are talking about getting what's called the FIFA 15. Gaining 15 pounds while visiting the States. All the incredible food choices here in America. Fast food and comfort foods. And the rest of the world is falling in love with American food. Here's a Scottish girl eating something from Raising Cane's and enjoying it.
It is nearly midnight in Boston and we needed some food after we went to the pub. We got Raising Cane's to try. I went for the box combo meal. I'm actually so excited. I feel like I've seen so many people do mukbangs. Mmm. Oh my god, Mark, that sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Both is delish. It's almost like garlicky. The chips are really basic, but in the sauce, delicious. I had this back home. This would be like drunk food. Chips are basic. The sauce is delish, though.
Yeah. They love the junk food in America because they don't have as much of it over
Haggis.
There. Yeah, beats Haggis, that's for sure. But, you know, they look at it and they love the brisket, they love the ribs, they love all the different burger choices, the Chick-fil-A's of the world, the Buc-ee's, and again, all these other fast food convenience stores like the Royal Farms and the Shoney's and the Wawa's, and it's just it's what makes America great.
Yeah.
You could drive down any road and find anything to eat at any time of the day or night.
That's true.
Much. Yeah, it really is.
Just look out for the gas station sushi.
Yeah, the gas station sushi.
That's going to put a hurting on you.
Nasty. Little Caesars teaming up with the upcoming Spider-Man movie, Brand New Day, and launching its new Web-A-Roni pizza. So that is a web of shredded pepperoni and toasted two-cheese blend on top. So it looks like a spider web on top of the pizza. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Taco Bell's digital deals now through mid-July of 2026. Today from 2 to 3 p.m., that would be Pacific, so that would be 5 to 6 p.m. here Eastern. Rewards members can enter to win one of 300 Taco Bell. They're called the Fajita Street Chalupas Charm Necklaces and much, much more. So, again, you got all sorts of stuff on the app at Taco Bell. They got a bunch of digital deals there. So enjoy, as they say. 647, let's take a phone call here from Jim in Dundalk. Good morning, Jim.
It's Jim.
Jim, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm at work, so I got to make this quick. I just have a couple of little statements. One, Fauci, let's see if it was the pen. Maybe we have something on him for that, if that's the...
If the pardon was done by auto pen, then that is, I think that gets tossed. I really do. And so now Joe Biden is fighting the release of the tapes that he did with the special prosecutor Robert Hur. Remember, he said he was an elderly man with a poor memory. So judge said they want to release that. So we'll see if the auto pen will carry the day or not.
Okay. One more statement I was just going to say. I mean, I know it's a little late now, but Republicans for this state should have maybe tried to find some endorse some Democrat, because it's not right that Moore is unopposed. It's like giving the Democrats a Kamala Harris. Just that's it. There's no.
Yeah, I hear you. Ed Hale looked at that when he was a Democrat. He was going to challenge, and then he got some polling data that indicated that Moore pretty much, as far as Democrats go, they weren't Democrat voters weren't looking for any kind of opposition to Wes Moore.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
There's no way. all these taxes and fees and the way he lies, and, I mean, the man needs to go. I cannot take any more of his fees and taxes, and I can't live. Hard to live.
Yeah, look, a lot of people agree, and look, this might be something where, again, the calculation was made that you got a better shot of taking him out in the general than you did in the primary, and I think that's where the odds lay. Jen, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that.
I responded to that. Two things. Jen made a really good point. One, as much as the Democrats cry about democracy, right, they control their primaries, whether it's what we saw with Bernie Sanders on the national level and Hillary Clinton, and they fix things, or how Biden was removed and then Kamala was played, but the voters didn't get to choose their candidate last year. And now here in Maryland. And so I agree with what you're saying. I think the Democrat Party wants more, but Jen might be right. I think you're both right, but I think Jen might be right that there are Democrat voters who don't want more, but they weren't given a choice. And again, I think that's why when people are questioning Ed Hale and like, what's his motive and why did he change parties? I think what he meant was he was already registered Democrat, but he's way more conservative. Mm-hmm. He saw the party going left, and but because he was already registered Democrat, because of all the reasons he's explained, unfortunately, you can't get doing any business in Baltimore without being a Democrat, and that's a disgusting system. But you have to again have to work with the system that you're in. But I think that what he was saying was, and I know one of the criticisms against him as well, if he couldn't win against Moore in a primary, how would he win in general? But I think what he was saying was the party wouldn't back him. The party picks their candidates. They don't allow primaries.
Yeah.
So he would have never, and unfortunately, they control it. So they wouldn't have allowed any serious contender because they wouldn't have allowed any money to flow or anybody, you know, people would have been threatened and not allowed to endorse him. So he saw no path that way. It doesn't mean he can't get enough vote to defeat Moore, but what he meant was, unfortunately, in the election system that we're in currently, you got to get the party's backing, or at least the party has to allow a real primary for voters to choose. But that's not the case. So that was why. And again, his beliefs align better with Republicans now anyway, with how far the left
is. Democrat voters will have an opportunity to exercise that choice in the fall. So if they want to get rid of Wes Moore, they can certainly vote to do that. But you're right about the primary. It's very rare they challenge a sitting president or sitting governor. They just won't do it. Unless, of course, their power is at risk, which it was with Joe Biden. That's the only, by the way, that's why Bernie was aced out by Hillary Clinton. That's why Kamala was ushered in by the party, unbeknownst to many. So I think when their power is at risk, that's when they will allow
but
a
yet
challenge.
They cry democracy the rest of the time. Right. So, okay, which one is it?
Democracy dies in the Democrat Party. 651, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by Friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate. Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. Here's Doug Kelly.
The accident northbound 895 just after the toll plaza has been cleared. Two to the far left and one to the far right. Just a slight delay developing on the northbound side starting prior to the toll plaza. Once you get past all of that, the ride through the harbor tunnel going north is just fine. No major worries either side of 95 at the Fort McHenry tunnel. They're dealing with the remnants of that vehicle fire southbound 95 near Caton Avenue. Just a little bit of a backup getting past that activity. And once you do, the ride to the Beltway in the southwest is looking fine. No worries anywhere on the Beltway with all lanes open. Traffic on the Jones-Hoss Expressway doing fine in either direction. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast cloudy today. More mild, high in the low 80s. Still a chance of showers later on today. Right now it is cloudy, 71 in the city, 71 in Glen Burnie. Top of the hour, the executive director of the Maryland Association of Counties testified recently, warning about the looming tax increases coming in 2027. You need to think about that today as you head to the polls, which open in 5 minutes. Mike in Owings Mills. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fine, doing fine. Thank you, sir.
I think they should stop worrying about taking Fauci to our courts where they're going to yell his past his statute of limitations to go after him and take him to The Hague for crimes against humanity where there are no statutes of limitation.
Now, that might be an excellent idea. That would be the International Criminal Court, the ICC, which is where the persecutor Jack Smith came from before he went after Donald Trump. We'll see if there's the same zeal to go after Fauci for what he did to the rest of the world. Because it wasn't just Americans who died as a result of the CCP virus. There were global deaths and crimes committed here. So, Mike, I think you've got an excellent suggestion, and we'll see if we can get somebody on to talk about that.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. Good call. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in the killing of Nazir Majid, the 22-year-old who was gunned down earlier this month while driving near Towson Circle. Additional details will follow a court appearance. They had a suspect that had previously been identified, but they have not released the name of the person arrested as of yet. So I'm not going to say that that guy's name because I don't know if he was the actual suspect arrested or not. So we'll get that from the Baltimore County Police Department at some point. But still, that's good police work if they've certainly made the arrest. And I think with Scott Schellenberger in there is a very good chance that they can will get a conviction. The rest of these folks that are running, I don't know. I'm not so sure about Sarah David and Lauren Lipscomb as well, but on the Democrat side of the aisle. And then the other big story today is the Baltimore City Police say that a 14-year-old arrested in connection with the hit-and-run of the weekend, being charged with stolen auto and vehicular manslaughter. And as of yesterday, he was being detained. The accident happened around 1 o'clock, and this was on Saturday, on the 1800 block of West Pratt Street in southwest Baltimore. Officers arrived. They found a three-year-old child, a young girl, suffering from very severe injuries. She was transported to the hospital where she later died. While the driver left the scene, officers were able to locate the vehicle and arrest the driver, who was a 14-year-old boy. Police said the vehicle was reported stolen by a family member just prior to the crash. We understand now, according to the city state's attorney's office, he will be tried in the juvenile system. So you have and we all know what happens there, okay? Very little repercussions or consequences. He might be detained for a brief period of time, but he'll be back out on the streets probably by the time he's 15. So what lesson will be learned from that? He took a life. He stole a car. And again, these young teenagers see other teenagers do it, get away with it, and why not? Why not me? Why not take the chance? It's a joyride. Well, in this particular case, he took not only a chance, but a life. And again, we're not serious about punishing criminals. I don't care how old they are, 14, 24, whatever. We're just not serious about it in this state for the most part. So keep that in mind. All right, we'll get to some more calls coming up here just at the top of the hour. But I want you to check out Town Appliance. They're just not firing up the grills for the 4th of July. They're firing up the biggest event of the season. Welcome to the 4th of July event where the top brands you trust are packed with red, white, and blue savings that you want. We're talking incredible deals at Town Appliance on GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Janair, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few. I just bought a GE refrigerator from Town Appliance. Got a great deal, and so will you. 70 other trusted brands. It's going to be a great holiday event you don't want to miss. Whether you're ready for a major kitchen upgrade or looking for any other appliances to refresh your home, don't wait. Check out their website right now at townappliance.com, or better yet, go into their showroom right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. That's Town Appliance. If you think 2025's tax increase was bad, wait till 2027 hits. We have a warning that you should hear coming up next. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He went to Switzerland to launch the U.S. negotiations with Iran. Vice President Vance says talks off to a good start and will continue, even though he is now back home.
We left a lot of our team. The Iranians left a lot of their team at the resort there to keep on working at. So all in all, a very productive 36 hours. We're going to have to keep working.
Iran has agreed to allow international nuclear inspectors back into the country. They'll work in accordance with guidelines set out by the U.S. many years ago. The Iranians kicked all the inspectors out. The Treasury Department now allowing the Iranians to sell oil on the international market for a period of 2 months. Most of the $80 billion the Trump administration is seeking from Congress would pay for the cost of the Iran war. Following Senate action, the House could take a vote today on legislation that's aimed at helping more people live the American dream.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bipartisan housing bill that aims to bring down home prices and increase supply.
On this vote, the yeas are 85 and the nays are 5. The motion to concur is agreed to.
The vote represents one of the most sweeping efforts in recent decades to reduce federal regulations for housing and expand local control. The legislation bans corporate investors from buying single-family homes. The House is expected to give the bill final approval later this week and send it to President Donald Trump, who has signaled his support. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The heat is on in France and some other European countries in the grip of a punishing, potentially deadly heat wave. Looks like Wall Street's on track to open sharply lower this morning. Stock futures deep in the red, especially the tech sector, reacting to a slump in shares of SpaceX, which trades on the NASDAQ. And looking at the futures now, the Dow futures down 284, NASDAQ futures off 862 points. Townhall.com.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary Democratic Republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial pound 250, say Mike Rowe. That's pound 250, say Mike Rowe. And happy birthday to us.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Volume increasing southbound 895 coming south of Lombard Street into the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95 on the approach to Caton Avenue. Still dealing with remnants of that vehicle fire along the far right side. This is causing a slow and go pace starting prior to Hanover Street. Traffic getting busy on the Beltway west side south of 795 toward I-70. And then some slowing on the Ad Loop from White Marsh Boulevard to Perrien Parkway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority team. I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Tuesday morning. We are expecting some scattered showers throughout the day and temperatures that will be much cooler. Upper 70s, maybe a few lower 80s. Drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Abingdon and 69 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a Monday night shooting that injured two people in Northeast Baltimore. Police were called to a hospital just after 7 p.m. after a victim turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to his hand. He's listed in stable condition. A short time later, another shooting victim showed up at a hospital with multiple gunshot wounds to the body, and she's in stable condition. And Baltimore's getting ready to welcome ships from around the world for Sail 250 Maryland, which runs from Wednesday through July 1st. Sail 250 Maryland at Air Show Baltimore is part of a five-city event that includes ports in New Orleans, Norfolk, New York, and Boston. The free event will also feature the U.S. Navy Blue Angels Flight Demonstration Squadron and other aviation performers, along with the international tall ships, U.S. Navy, and Coast Guard vessels. The celebration to mark the 250th anniversary of the United States will include live music, family activities, living history educational programs, and local food. The winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3, 385, the Pick 4, 7343. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Offering same-day service, mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. From the comfort guys, my guys. Well, last night in Anaheim, Kobe Mayo was the Orioles guy.
Mayo slams it down the line in left field, into the corner, and into the seats. A three-run, two-strike home run from Kobe Mayo.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. It wasn't a gargantuan blast, but it was the difference as the Birds take game one against the Angels. 6-1 was the final, Baltimore's third win in a row. Taylor Ward contributed a solo shot in his return to Anaheim. In fact, it was in his first at-bat as the Orioles win it 6-1. Other Orioles news, the Athletics' Ken Rosenthal reporting last week of Cal Ripken Jr.'s increasing involvement in terms of the team, player development, things like that, etc. Cal's son Ryan Ripken on his podcast says it's no big deal.
And I don't feel like this is even a big secret, you know, and I don't think that it's fair to say that this role is a defined role for Mr. Ripken. But I think it is very telling about the emphasis that needs to happen for the players moving forward. Because
he calls his dad Mr. Ripken. I love that. The Orioles being, of course, criticized for relying too much on analytics. And finally, the Tkachuk family's having a week, aren't they? One day after Brady Tkachuk joined brother Matthew in Florida as a Panther, dad Keith Tkachuk learned he'd been elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Tkachuk scored over 1,100 points in 1,200-plus career games with four teams back in the 90s and 2000s and was part of part of the U.S. team that won the 1996 World Cup of Hockey. Coming up in 30 minutes, a blockbuster trade in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the polls are open as we speak. It's primary election day, and it's time for you to get out, exercise your franchise, and vote. Headline in the Baltimore Sun here this morning is that the Maryland early voting climbs, driven by competitive races and voter anger. Wow. We'll see. We haven't crunched numbers yet, but we'll get there. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking about the man who was charged and acquitted in the murder of Felicia Barnes has now been convicted of rape. And we'll tell you what he was sentenced to. Judicial activists are trying to thwart the Trump agenda everywhere. But our top story here today is a cautionary note. The MACO executive director is warning of a looming tax increase coming in 2027. You should factor this into your vote today as you head out to the voting booth. And you were warned. We try to warn you repeatedly that this year was an election year budget. Last year was an off election year. That's when we got tattooed with a massive tax increase, largest in Maryland history. And all the fees and the permit increases and the licenses and so on and so forth, all that went sky high. And the Moore administration and the Democrats in Annapolis and the General Insane Asylum were spending recklessly, which led us to a massive tax hike. And now that bill is starting to come due. Last week, MACO Executive Director Michael Sanderson laid it out for the Wicomico City Council. He predicting Maryland's $2.5 billion deficit will explode to $4 billion by the next legislative session. Here's what he had to say to the Wicomico County Council.
I don't want to bury you in bad news here, but I could. this is another potential to overuse the perfect storm analogy. The state's been kind of limping along in an ordinary time. I've been doing this kind of stuff for more than 30 years. In an ordinary time, if there's 2 or 3% inflation, the state revenues mostly come from income tax and sales tax. That's who's earning money now, who's spending money now. It's today's economy, not like property tax, which is a more longer arc. Generally speaking, in a relatively healthy economy, like a lot of indicators are we have right now, you would expect sales tax and income tax revenues in Maryland to jump by 4, 5, even 6%. We're looking at 1%. Like right now, the current forecast is like 0.75% growth. We have domestic migration southward and westward. We have affordability problems in Maryland that are leaving folks looking elsewhere. It's a combination of things happening, but our revenues are weak at a time when the state has made commitments on the spending side, most notably the blueprint for education. We're about halfway through a 10-year rollout on a big commitment to education that envisions a lot of state money and a sizable share of county money coming along with it. All of these things together, we also have some spending pressures on entitlement programs, particularly Medicaid, $2.5 billion on a state general fund is about 30. So that's a pretty big problem, and that's today's number. My guess is by the time it's snowing, that 2.5 is going to be 3.5. I figure they're working with a $4 billion problem for next year, and that'll be big enough that you just get right past the election. Congratulations, swear in, brand new delegate, and here you go. This is, you know, order of business number one is one of the biggest financial reckonings the state's had. Like just a couple of years ago, they raised some taxes and took some difficult decisions and so forth. People still mad about their vehicle registrations and so forth. And like that was the easy part. The stuff that, you know, what'll be on the table next year will be things that they weren't willing to do last go around.
So what he's saying basically is a financial reckoning. Probably it's going to be worse than the last massive tax increase. And so again, don't know what it's going to be. Income tax. We keep hearing sales tax is going to go up. We keep hearing it could go up to 7%, maybe as high as 7.5%. But we're going to get hit. That is guaranteed to happen. If you allow the Democrats to stay in control, especially with a veto-proof majority, a supermajority in Annapolis. And they're trying to do the same thing here in Baltimore County as well. 7:13, time for traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. And with the update, here's Doug Kelly.
Remnants of that vehicle fire southbound 95 approaching Caton Avenue has cleared. All lanes are now open, but a slow-and-go pace continues from Hanover Street on the northbound side of 95, doing okay, coming out of the Beltway system past 395 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Southbound 895 gemmed up between Lombard Street and the Harbor Tunnel. In Annapolis, eastbound Route 50, the off-ramp to West Street, that's Maryland 450. That's blocked because of emergency utility work on the Beltway system, seeing delays on the west side south of 795 toward I-70. A minor delay on the Adeloop and Kearney rolling past White Marsh Boulevard toward Paring Parkway. I'm Doug Hilly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a more mild day today, highs near in the low 80s, still a chance of a scattered shower later on this afternoon or this evening, and we've got some pretty good cloud cover out there right now. Cloudy 72 in Glen Burnie, and it is 72 under cloudy skies in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the continued criticism comes in from the armchair generals and the Never Trumper talk show hosts and those that, again, don't understand what President Trump is trying to do in the Middle East. And the first president to take any kind of action in 47 years. And, again, I think there's a lot of people, the neoconservatives, and a lot of folks that love these forever wars that want to engage in said forever wars once again. But President not going to do that. And he and Vice President Vance working very hard again, not an easy negotiation, not a perfect one, but one that is going to avoid a forever war, hopefully, rein in Iran, and definitely get rid of their nuclear weapons. Here's Vice President Vance at the day one of the talks yesterday.
We wanted to build a mechanism for keeping the Strait of Hormuz open. It is open. We've seen, of course, gas prices and oil prices come down, millions and millions of barrels of crude and natural gas flowing through the Strait of Hormuz that weren't flowing before. But we also wanted to make sure that we actually set up the coordination mechanism so that we could demine the Straits of Hormuz, so that when there are the conflicts that inevitably come up, we can make sure we work through them rather than that leading to escalation. And that is exactly what we did yesterday.
Yeah, so that's number one. Number two is this whole concept of deconfliction, because ceasefires are fragile, and you're going to have the occasional, random shot or random round fired, and you want to try to get that under control before it blows out of proportion.
We also wanted to build a similar mechanism, for deconfliction for the regional ceasefire. As the President of the United States has himself said, sometimes these ceasefires just mean you're shooting a little bit less, but we wanted to make sure that we had the proper coordination set up so that if there is shooting, if Hezbollah fires at Israel or if Israel responds, if there are other conflicts that arise in the region, we're actually talking to each other and figuring out how to stop the shooting, how to make the region safer, our allies and everybody else. We set that up as well.
But the big enchilada is what to do with the enriched uranium, the stuff that's enriched to 60%, the stuff that's enriched to 3%, the nuclear dust, as President Trump calls it, buried into the mountains after Operation Midnight Hammer. And for the first time, Iran And again, it's all trust but verify. You know, they can take them at their word because they're liars and propagandists and so on and so forth. But for the first time, they're now saying they're going to open up their country to inspection.
We, and this is probably what we're most excited about as Americans, the Iranians have agreed to invite IAEA inspectors back into their country. That is a major milestone for the American people and the first step in permanently denuclearizing or permanently ending a nuclear weapons program in Iran. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. That's exactly what we asked to happen. We made a lot of great progress on other nuclear talks. And that leads me to the final thing that we wanted to accomplish, which is actually set up the process for the technical negotiations that will follow.
Yeah, and that will be, as Vice President Vance returns to the United States, the team will be will stay there and work out all the details. And overall, Vance called it a good foundation.
We laid a very good foundation for a successful final deal. The final deal is the house. We set the foundation. We haven't built the house, but we've laid a successful foundation to get to a good place for the American people. I think it's important for all of us to appreciate how much was done, but honestly, there is still a lot to do as we continue to make progress on the nuclear talks, on the economic talks, as we continue to demine the straits and ensure that that flow of traffic continues to pick back up. A lot of progress, but still some work to do, and we're very committed to doing exactly that.
Yesterday, Britain's lefty Prime Minister Keir Starmer stepped down and resigned outside of 10 Downing Street. The President reacted to the news.
Yeah, I was critical only from the set because I think he's a lovely man, but I said, you're really messing up energy. You have windmills all over the place. In the meantime, you have the North Sea oil, and they won't let anybody drill. It's one of the great fields in the world, and they haven't even found us. You know that the UK buys much of its energy. You know where? Norway. You know where they get their oil? The North Sea. The UK has a much better portion of the North Sea. They don't want to do it for environmental purposes, okay? And I told him, he's a very nice man. I mean, sort of a friend of mine. I mean, he was not good to us with NATO, Pete, right? He said, we can't use the island to land. That was the first. For a couple of weeks, he said, well, but ultimately, I gave it to you. Now, that was a bad move. That hurt him badly. I mean, I wish him well, but he's got two problems, energy and immigration and crime. But energy and immigration.
Maybe you have a preference on the next one.
And he's really hurt himself very, very badly. Please.
So there you have it, and certainly no Winston Churchill, and that is addition by subtraction, certainly there. And that's the way it went down, 520 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, again, your calls and comments and more on why today is so important if you want to get some financial reckoning delivered to the state of Maryland.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police, Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Firefighters, Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the day off today. And with the update now, here's Doug Kelly.
At a loop west side, the delay starting after 795 off and on towards Security Boulevard. Getting word that there's some off-road activity along the far right side of the At a loop at Security Boulevard. Nothing else to worry about anywhere on the Beltway. Southbound 895, jammed up pace coming south of O'Donnell Street to the Harbor Tunnel. The slowing southbound 95 starting near Key Highway past 395. You break free after the BW Parkway for the ride to the Beltway in the southwest corner. Slight delay southbound BW Parkway south of Arundel Mills Boulevard. A minor delay southbound 97 near the Farm Road overpass. At the Bay Bridge, all lanes are open 3 west, 2 east, no delay. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, low 80s for the high, still a chance of scattered showers throughout the day today. Right now, cloudy, 73 in Annapolis, 70 in Ellicott City. We're talking about today's primary election day and the warning from the Maryland Association of Counties Executive Director Mike Sanderson that the Maryland's projected structural deficit going to balloon up to $4 billion by next general insane asylum. And believe me, they're not going to be cutting government. They're not going to be cutting spending because they don't do that. It's anathema to the Democrat Party, which runs this state. They're going to be screwing us once again like they did in 2025. And you can help try to avoid that or ameliorate it with your vote today for principled, limited government, Republicans or Democrats. As you go out and vote today, you know, decline is not is a choice, really. Maryland doesn't need to be a state in constant decline. That is a choice that we are making as voters. So if you vote smart this year and you vote for candidates that you can trust to fix this mess, then maybe, just maybe, we'll be okay in 2027. Let's go to Frankfurt, Germany this morning. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about this monstrosity that they call the Obama Library. I've heard a lot of descriptions on the different talk shows and news of people comparing that building with other monstrosities, but one term I haven't heard, and to me it's very apropos, is a mausoleum. In and around Baltimore, there are some cemeteries that have these big, I guess they're rich family mausoleums that tower above the other graves. Of course, no windows, stark gray walls, and that's exactly what the Obama Library looks like to me.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best description I've heard. So I've heard the Death Star from Star Wars. I've heard Obamalisk. I've heard all sorts of things. But the Obama Mausoleum might be the most apropos. Bob, thanks for the call and for that suggestion. Great hearing from you. Mike is in Govins this morning. Hello, Michael.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
You are just one gentleman. The other one's away.
Right.
Listen, I'm getting increasingly concerned, because increasingly I find myself at various times agreeing with you. And as you're token liberal to WCBM, I'm not sure that's even allowed. But you are...
Well, certainly. We welcome... it's common sense, Mike. And I hate to put political labels on it, but it really just is common sense.
Well, you're spot on about the 14-year-old. They need to try him as an adult. It was an adult crime, all right? He is playing adult by getting behind the wheels of the car, and he sees other people do it and get away with it, and, you know, there's no penalties. I used to work at the Woodburn Center, mm-hmm. and occasionally they'd send me over to the Hickey,
the Hickey School?
Yeah, Hickey's adolescent
right.
Setup. And that's where this kid needs to be. And he needs to be there till at least he's 21, if not older.
Well, he took a life as a result of his action. A three-year-old child died as a result. So I'm not saying put him in Gen Pop now, but you're right. I think you're absolutely right. We'll agree on this, that at 14 he needs to go to a juvenile detention center until he's old enough to serve in an adult population. But that's never going to happen in this state, and I think you and I both know that.
Well, that's unfortunate because, you know, what you subsidize, you get more of. And so we're just going to see more of this.
I think you're absolutely right. Always good call, Michael. Thank you so much. Appreciate
that. Take care, my friend.
You have a great day. More calls and comments coming up after the 7:30 news, as well as judicial actors trying to thwart the agenda of President Trump. June is Men's Health Month, and if men, you're trying to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, you might need some supplementation for that. When it comes to male vitality, there's Prime RX, and there's also ActiveFlex, which is helps you, you know, when you're working out, when you're lifting weights and doing all that stuff, your recovery time is crucial. So you want to make sure that you have a supplement for that as well. It's called ActiveFlex. And then there's Prime RX as well. You can buy one and get one free right now with, again, the coupon code FEELSTRONG, FEELSTRONG. Buy one, get one free today at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Online at, of course, res-q.com. Feel strong, live strong, be strong with Prime RX and ActiveFlex. From Rescue Natural Supplements, and a natural segue now to Maggie Hunter.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Michael Maurice Johnson, a man who was once convicted and then cleared in the killing of 16-year-old Felicia Barnes, has been sentenced to two consecutive life sentences, plus 25 years for a separate case involving the rape of a woman 2 years ago. In April, he was found guilty of first-degree rape and first-degree assault, but acquitted of attempted murder. According to the state, Johnson's girlfriend had kicked him out of her apartment because he was texting other women. She told authorities that she was on her bed when Johnson burst into the room and jumped on her back. They would struggle on and off for the next several hours, she said, with him allegedly choking her out several times. Two people were injured after a double shooting in the Montebello neighborhood on Monday evening, according to Baltimore police. On June 22nd, around 7:05 p.m., officers responded to a nearby hospital for a walk-in shooting victim seeking treatment. Once there, officers found a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound to the hand. And a 4-year-old child drowned in a Bel Air private pool on Thursday, according to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. On June 18th, around 3:50 p.m., deputies were called to a home in the 3000 block of Lockery Road in Bel Air for an unresponsive child in a swimming pool. The child was taken to a local hospital for treatment, but didn't survive, authorities said. And Baltimore City leaders are declining to answer questions after a Fox 45 news investigation found a senior advisor to Mayor Scott rarely reported to City Hall during a 3-week period while making multiple stops that appeared unrelated to city business. Fox 45's investigation found Marvin James, a longtime ally of Mayor Scott, former chief of staff, and current, arrived at City Hall just twice over the course of 3 weeks and never appeared to spend a full 8-hour workday there. During that same period, Fox 45 documented James using a city-issued vehicle to visit a salon, multiple restaurants, and a D.C. mayoral campaign office during traditional work hours. 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Bit of a slow ride on the Beltway outer loop between 795 and Liberty Road. There's an accident on the inner loop on-ramp from Greenspring Avenue in Ruxton, but no major delay, with a slight delay on the inner loop between 70 and Security Boulevard. Stop and go pay southbound 895 between Lombard Street and the Harbor Tunnel. Utility work blocks the exit ramp eastbound 50 at 450 in Annapolis. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Tuesday morning, we are expecting some scattered showers throughout the day and temperatures that will be much cooler, upper 70s, maybe a few lower 80s, drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So here's something interesting from last night's Orioles 6-1 win over the Angels. Third baseman Blaze Alexander fouling a ball off his knee during the win. It happened in the second inning, and it had to come out of the game. With Jackson Holliday already unavailable, manager Albernez did the only thing that he could do.
So I literally just yelled out to the dugout, who wants to play third? Towser came down, and I was like, do you want to play third? And he went from being happy to pooping his pants a little bit.
So basically, it wasn't going to be Couser at that point, but Albernez knew who it was.
In my mind, I knew I was like Leody, because Leody, he does take like ground balls regularly and stuff, like not on the infield, but in the outfield and whatnot. And we talked about it previously that he can play in the infield. So.
And Leody delivered with a pair of hits and a nice stab at the hot corner. On the eve of the NBA draft, the blockbuster trade yesterday, the Bucks sending franchise icon Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Heat for four players, including Tyler Herro, three first-round picks, and a second-rounder as well. This all according to ESPN. The deal will get finalized before the draft tonight. Meanwhile, World Cup play yesterday in Dallas, Texas, and Argentina's Lionel Messi leaving no doubt as to who the best player in the league is.
Ball by Messi. Julian Alvarez, good save. There's the chance for Paredes. He tees up Messi. Is this another one? Lionel Messi, there's the block. And Messi again.
Call was on Fox Sports. Messi scores both Argentina goals, and he scored all five in this tournament, setting a new World Cup career record with 18 goals. The world's greatest player leading the blue and white 2-0 over Austria. Elsewhere, Norway over the Senegal 3-2, France 3-0 over Iraq. Algeria beats Jordan 2-1. Meanwhile, the good vibes continue for the U.S. men's national team as Christian Pulisic returned to full training for the first time in 11 days yesterday. Pulisic pulled at halftime of the U.S. opener against Paraguay with an injured calf. He was a DNP in the U.S. 2-0 win over Australia. And finally, historically, what are the chances that a first-time head coach like Jesse Minter could lead the Ravens to a Super Bowl win? Well, the Russell Street Report, owned by my good friend Tony Lombardi, with an interesting analysis. Rookie head coaches make the playoffs about 42% of the time, but only two coaches in NFL history have ever won a Super Bowl in their very first year ever as an NFL head coach. And that was Don McCafferty back in 1970 with the Colts and George Seifert with the 49ers in 1989. That's it in over 60 years of Super Bowl play. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Senator Josh Hawley taking on Major League Baseball.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. from cabinets to countertops. They help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
So this controversy in San Francisco, the Pride Night, kind of being pushed back against by some Giants players. The Giants were wearing caps with the Pride logo, the rainbow on the SF. And a couple of the players, with their Christian beliefs, scrawled
Bible verses
on their hats. Major League Baseball reprimanding those players. And Josh Hawley calling Commissioner Rob Manfred to task on the Senate floor yesterday.
I think it's absolutely outrageous that for years now, MLB has forced their players to turn their uniforms into billboards for the most controversial political messaging, endorsing the BLM movement, which is under investigation for fraud, by the way, endorsing the trans movement, trans rights and ideology. And now when a couple of players who are religious believers want to write a Bible verse on their uniforms, they're told, oh, no, way too controversial. I tell you what.
And he went on, and Rob Manfred pushed back and said that that has nothing to do with players actually scrawling on their hats. But regardless, I think Josh Hawley makes a good point here. Major League Baseball choosing the messages that it wants to send out.
Yeah, I think because we initially said that Major League Baseball has every right to impose uniform standards on its players. That being said, I've been made aware that there are other players that did alter their or put a message on their caps or uniforms, and they were allowed to do that. But the Bible verses were not. Number two is that if the uniform is supposed to be uniform, standards for all, doesn't Major League Baseball violate its own uniform protocols by putting Pride logos and messages on the caps of teams?
And not only that, but of course, sponsor logos.
Yes.
And also one of the things that Josh Hawley was talking about was when the BLM movement was prominent, players were allowed to put on their cleats messages to the BLM movement.
Right.
And cleat is considered part of the uniform.
Yep, absolutely. So they're in a little bit of a hypocrisy here in this case.
Will anything happen? More than likely not, but it's good to call attention to it.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Paul in Perryville. Good morning, Paul.
Yay, listen, I just want to tell everybody that's in Perryville, in Baltimore, look around at your city. Look around at your town. Look how dirty it is. And you know what that dirt is? It begins with a D. The Democrats have failed you. Try something new. Hit the R button. You know what I mean, man? We got a bridge in the water. We got traffic backing up. We got trash all over the place. The inner harbor should be the outer harbor because it's filled with trash. I can't take it anymore. Wake up, Baltimore. Get out there and vote Republican.
All right, Paul, thanks for the call. I appreciate that rant. The thing is, you can't hit the R button unless you're an R today. Only Republicans can vote for Republicans and Democrats for Democrats. And by the way, the early voting numbers are in. Final voting numbers are up 50,000. 202,000 early votes for this year. In 2022 was 172,000. So that's a pretty significant increase, right? However, most of it is in two congressional districts. In CD5, which is Steny Hoyer's open seat. They got a stampede in Congressional District 5. And CD6, we got Trone versus April McLean Delaney running against each other again in CD6. Of course, you have Chris Burnett on the Republican side. But it's the Democrats that are showing up in these heavily raised. And I think two other things are driving the turnout. Federal workers who were laid off this past year and a half or so by the Trump administration, and voters who are angry with the massive tax increase. So we'll see what happens there. Judicial activists are displaying their ignorance of the law and their political activism. U.S. District Judge Sparkle Suknanen, a Biden appointee, said the Trump administration haphazardly combined and repurposed private information of millions of Americans, including citizenship data that they knew to be unreliable. President Trump signed an executive order wanting the voter rolls of Maryland and other states. Why? Because they're filled with dead voters, duplicate voters. Voters have moved, gone out of the states, trying to clean up the elections a little bit. And she says this is trampling on the privacy rights of American citizens. And this is a judge that believes American people elected her president. She's a crackpot. She previously blocked Trump from deporting Guatemalan children to their home country, children that Guatemala requested be returned to them. She also blocked an FTC investigation into media matters. But here's the deal. And the League of Women Voters, who are as left as you can get as a voting group. So the privacy issue, I think, is completely moot. Because, number one, when it comes to Social Security numbers, who doles those out? Who's in charge of Social Security? Is that not the federal government? It's not the state of Maryland. And as far as citizenship data, who bestows citizenship on America? That would be the federal government. So the federal government is already in possession of said Social Security numbers and citizenship data. Why would be trampling a privacy of American citizens if the federal government already has it? They just want to see. They want to compare it to what's on the... The reason why she did this is because once you compare the voter rolls to the Department of Homeland Security and, you know, the citizenship rolls, you're going to find out there are tons of illegal aliens. In fact, Chuck Schumer thinks there might be as many as 25 million out there registered to vote. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chuck is off today, so it'll be just the ladies, Maggie and Kristen. Call now. You can win some WCBM merchandise, 743. Traffic weather on the threes. In for Chuck this morning is Doug Kelly.
On the Beltway, the inner loop on-ramp to Green Spring Avenue. Crash is sitting on the far right shoulder. A slow ride on the inner loop between 70 and Security Boulevard. There's also an accident working on the inner loop in Towson at Lock Raven Boulevard. And this one is causing a stop-and-go pace from Providence Road. The Adel loop is slowing between Harford Road to Providence Road. More slowing on the Adel loop between 795 to I-70. There's a broken-down vehicle northbound 895 at the Harbor Tunnel Toll Plaza. The delay southbound between Pulaski Highway and the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Milder today. Cloudy, low 80s. Not as humid. Still a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for the rest of the day. Right now we're looking at cloudy, 73 in Ocean City, and cloudy and 72 in Parkfield. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we've got Paul in Wilmington, Delaware. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I want to go first.
First. Okay, Paul. Congratulations. That's a nice, refreshing attitude there, right out of the box. All right, story number one. A Boston school principal has apologized to Muslim students who were offended by a Holocaust lesson. The William Diamond Middle School sent out an email apologizing to Arab, Muslim, Palestinian, and Lebanese students who said they were offended by a mandatory history lesson about the Holocaust.
Oh, God help us.
Story two. Campus Reform reporting that faculty at Dartmouth College sent nearly every dollar of their political donations during the midterm election cycle to Democrats. 99.8% of total contributions from Dartmouth faculty went to the left. And story number three, the Dominican Sisters, a Catholic order of nuns of Hawthorne, New York, 125-year-old order, forced to sue radical New York Governor Kathy Hochul and her administration after the state threatened them with fines, license revocation, and even jail time for refusing to accept biological men identifying as women as nuns. All right. Is it story one? Boston school principals apologizes to Muslim students offended by Holocaust lessons. Story two. Dartmouth faculty, 99.8% donations go to Democrats. Or story three. Catholic nuns suing New York governor for trying to force them to accept biological men identifying as women as nuns. All right. Paul, what are you thinking?
Man, this is tough. I'm going to go with number three.
Paul goes with number three. Kristen.
It is tough. And again, they're all likely in this crazy world, but I think I will also go with number three, non story.
Kristen goes for three. Maggie?
Anytime I see numbers, I think, without, you know,
numbers always make me mad.
What do you mean, the 99.8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. But I'm also going to go with number three.
Okay. Maggie goes for number three. Nobody votes for story one. That's the Boston school principal apologizing to Muslim students offended by Holocaust lesson. Yeah, that is a true story. When is teaching historical fact something
history
that requires...
History is not an offense.
...an apology, right. And story number three, that was the pick of the panel today. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. So way to go, Paul and Kristen and Maggie. Paul, put you in hold until you had to get your prize. Congratulations on that. 7:47, and it has begun. We're 47 minutes into the polls open. Already problems in Middle River. Diane, good morning.
Oh, hey. It's Diane. How's it going, guys?
What happened in your... you went to your polling place this morning, and what happened?
Yeah, Oliver Beach Elementary School, they have no ballots.
No paper ballots?
705. Nope.
And again, you'd think they would have checked that before the polls opened, right?
Yeah, so like you were saying, all these people are voting early, and they're all liberals. So this district is very Republican, that's the other thing. And, you know, I just think it's fishy, you know?
Well, certainly it's fishy because, you know, they've had 2 years to prepare for this day. And, again, we've had problems with, you know, the mail-in ballots, the printing error, duplicate ballots, again, and now we have problems with paper ballots. I'm wondering if anybody else is having that issue. This is Middle River, Baltimore County. You showed up, so you voted by a machine, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So
what excuse did they give you for not having any paper ballots?
They just said no one can sign up, and they were going to close the door, sign in to vote yet. So
they were going to close the door.
I don't know what's going on now? Because I left because I had, you know, on the way to work and everything, like normal people. But I mean, I really think they should be open later. Then, you know.
Yeah, especially if, but again, I'm sure, I don't know if the Maryland GOP has got anybody monitoring this, but I'm sure someone's going to get on top of this now, and we'll see if we can make a few calls and see what happened in, what was the school name again?
It's Oliver Beach Elementary.
Oliver Beach Elementary in Middle River.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Diane, for bringing it to our attention. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks so much. So, again, problems at Oliver Beach Elementary, Baltimore County Board of Elections. Get on it. Get some paper ballots over there ASAP. Because not a lot of people, look, when I show up in person and on paper. It's the PMP approach, paper and person. I don't like the machines. I've seen things switch with the machines that I've actually voted for. Because, you know, you get a static electricity discharge, and it can wipe out your vote, so on and so forth. I just think I just don't trust them. So that's the reason why I still vote in person by paper ballot. And I would not be happy if I showed up at my voting precinct and were no paper ballots. 2 years! 2 years to get this squared away, and you don't have paper ballots? Again, it's a joke. It is an absolute joke. And, of course, we'll see Jared DeMarinis if he's got anything to say about this. Of course, he's been awfully quiet on the ballots of late. 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, treasure.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
753. Now, I know that the Maryland Republican Party had an election hotline in 2024. I'm not seeing it yet in 2026. It doesn't mean it's not there. You can help me out there if you can do a little homework. But there used to be a hotline you could, to report election issues or election problems. And the Maryland, you did? Okay. All right. Kristen did text it. I'll share it with you in just a second. 753, traffic weather on the threes. And once again, in for Chuck Whitaker this morning, here's Doug Kelly.
The Beltway in Towson, the inner loop at Lock Raven Boulevard, watch out for the accident causing delays from Providence Road. Then you've got an accident on the right shoulder of the on-ramp from Greenspring Avenue to the inner loop. Also delays on the inner loop between 70 and Security Boulevard. The slow ride on the outer loop between Harford Road to Providence Road. Then the backups on the west side outer loop between 795 to 70. Backed up traffic southbound 895. Between Erdman Avenue and the Harbor Tunnel. Southbound 95, a busy ride between Eastern Avenue all the way to 295 Russell Street. Southbound 97, sluggish between 32 and the Farm Road overpass. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. It's going to be cloudy, mild today, low 80s. Chance of scattered showers and or rain this afternoon or this evening. Right now, some light rain in the next hour, 72 in Columbia, and it is 72 in Severn as well. All right, so Kristen just texted me the Maryland GOP hotline, so let's give it a call. Let's see if it's working, folks. All right, this is the Maryland GOP election hotline, and now my dial pad doesn't work. So, Kristen, I'm going to let you dial it for me, please. See if you can make the call and throw it up there on the air so we can see what's happening here, because mine is not working. So we'll see what happens. This is, again, see something, say something, unrequested mail-in ballot received, no video surveillance at a drop box, told you voted by mail when you did not, report online at mdgop.org/election hotline, or you can call a number that they, that number is 443-569-7788, 443-569-7788. That is the number. Let's see if we can get it up on here on the air. I've got some nice on-hold music here while we're waiting for the hotline monitors to pick up.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Oh, a message.
Press the hash key when done.
Okay, this is Sean Casey, WCBM Radio. You're on the air. And we just got received a report of no paper ballots at Oliver Beach Elementary School in Middle River. Repeating again, no paper ballots at Oliver Beach Elementary School in Middle River. So you may want to look into that ASAP. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You can always reach us here at 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call back on the air. Once again, Sean Casey, WCBM Radio here in Baltimore. Thanks so much. Bye. I think I've hit the hashtag. Maybe. I don't know if that went through now. But we'll see. See if they get it or not. All right, let's take a phone call here. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. Just another typical election in Maryland. Yep. So you had a call this morning from a gentleman named Michael who has called throughout the years. And quite frankly, there's a couple things. First and foremost, we can't bury the lead here. I was stunned, and I don't know if he was saying it tongue-in-cheek, when he said, well, I don't know if I can think this way. Well, Michael, you have a brain. I've heard you call many, many times, and I'm using him as an example. This is part of the problem, is that our one nation under God has individual rights, which means we are supposed to think individually. And Michael, and to other liberals, where were you when almost 10 years ago a youth purposefully took a Jeep and ran over Officer Amy DiCaprio? Sean, when I was in college, I spent time at Hickey volunteering. Let me tell you something about many of the, I'll just say, I can't use kids, the young men at Hickey. They were already, ladies and gentlemen, hardened criminals. I also did volunteering at St. Stephen's off of Delaney Valley Road, where it was an orphanage. And the sad thing is, when those little kids are young, and one of the full-time counselors told me that, you know what, Jeff, you're going to see some things that will stun you, that after these parents, air quote parents, have abused these children, neglected these children, et cetera, the children still desperately want their parents. Our children are a gift from God. We have an opportunity today to make change in this state by simply voting. And I could go on and on, but I know you're up against the clock, Sean. But I was just stunned that an adult would say, is it okay that I think this way? My God, it is everywhere. Look what's going on at Fells Point. Look what's going on throughout Baltimore with our air quote youth. It's time for the adults to take over. Yep. Sean, I know you're up against the clock.
Oh, Jeff, thanks. I appreciate it. But look, it's common sense, right? That's what I told Mike.
Yeah.
Again, forget about the political labels, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. Let's be common sense human beings and apply common sense. And I think if we apply common sense to most problems, we'll both agree on the answer.
Exactly. And I leave you with this. This all transcends politics. You're spot on, Sean. Common sense. End of story. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Good luck today. Of course, a lot going on. And primary election day, polls are now open and have been for about an hour. You have any problems? Did it go smoothly for you? Was it crowded? Not crowded? Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. It's 8 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's clear the details have yet to be nailed down when it comes to what's been agreed to so far in U.S.-Iran negotiations. Chief Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman insisting Iran's nuclear sites are not open to international inspection. At least not yet.
The sites in question are those earlier bombed by the U.S. at a news conference in Tehran. Baghaei's remarks appear to cut against those made by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who said negotiations in Switzerland won an agreement for the IAEA to visit Iranian sites. The IAEA has been in and out of Iran since Israel's 12-day war against Iran in 2025, but has not been granted access to the bombed enrichment sites targeted by America in that war. At the news conference, asked specifically about Iran buying American agricultural products, Baghaei said Iran would decide on what it would import based on prices and quality. I'm Charles Philotas.
Vice President Vance says Iranians have pledged to allow freedom of navigation in the strategic Strait of Hormuz, which President Trump says is now fully reopened. The Iran war comes with a price tag, pretty hefty one at that. Much of the $80 billion the administration is seeking from Congress will pay for the war. Not sure you'll want to check the stock portfolio today, at least based on where Wall Street futures stand as of this morning. Futures are down sharply, led by a sell-off in tech. That's being fueled by a big slump in SpaceX stock. President Trump will highlight the economy and American manufacturing, holds a rally today at a Mack truck plant near Allentown, Pennsylvania. France is ground zero for a stubborn European heat wave. Dangerously high temperatures above 100 degrees expected to persist through the end of the week. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 217 points. NASDAQ futures off 791. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Road work underway in Belcamp. It blocks the left lane between 24 and 543. The inner loop at La Griffin Boulevard. There's an accident working. Stop and go pace from Providence Road. Jammed up traffic southbound 95 between Eastern Avenue to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The slow right southbound 895 between Erdman Avenue and the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Tuesday morning, we are expecting some scattered showers throughout the day and temperatures that will be much cooler, upper 70s, maybe a few lower 80s, drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Randallstown and 72 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Nottingham Patch says the nation's average price of gasoline fell over the last week to $3.85 per gallon, according to data from the fuel tracking service Gas Buddy. The drop brings the national average down 67 cents from a month ago, though it remains higher than at this time last year. Meanwhile, the national average price of diesel dropped 19.2 cents over the past week, landing at $4.99 per gallon. And Fox 45 reports that after a decade of controversy, turnover, and academic struggles, Baltimore County Public Schools is turning the page with a new leader. The school board has selected Dr. William Heiser as its next superintendent, making him the fifth person to hold the job in the last 10 years. And police said the 14-year-old arrested in connection with a hit-and-run over the weekend is being charged with stolen auto and vehicular manslaughter. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 385, the pick 4, 7343. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Thursday on Fox.
What a huge, huge moment.
America's World Cup dream continues.
Shot taken! Go!
Christian Pulisic lead out the Stars and Stripes in a huge final group matchup.
And again, the U.S. has scored!
Against Turkey. USA, Turkey. Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
USA versus Turkey, Thursday at 10 on Fox 45.
Every day, Fox 45 News holds our leaders accountable.
How can you say that everything's safe after what was found in this report?
Questioning how your money is being spent.
It's easy for nonprofits to hide money.
If they can't comply with the law, what are they getting tax dollars for?
Being relentless when no answers are given.
Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
You trust us to hold our leaders accountable, and we deliver. Watch and see the difference only on Fox 45 News.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Birds are on a mini-heater taking care of the Angels last night in Anaheim.
Mayo slams it down the line in left field, into the corner and into the seats. A three-run, two-strike home run from Kobe Mayo.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mess, and Taylor Ward would also add a solo blast in the first inning. Gunnar Henderson, an RBI triple, all in support of Kyle Bradish, who threw eight shutout innings, striking out nine, and you add it all up to a 6-1 win over the Angels. Bird's third win in a row on this trip. Now, Baltimore hasn't had a four-game winning streak yet this season, and they're hoping to do that tonight with Shane Baz on the Hill at 9:38 p.m. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers were looking for their fourth in a row last night. They were home against the Yanks.
High fly ball. Right field and deep. See ya! A long home run for Riley Green, his ninth of the year.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Riley Green's shot made it 5-1 Detroit in the fifth, and the Tigers would hold on for a 5-3 win over New York. Milestone reached by Baltimore native Angel Reese on Saturday night, becoming the fastest player in WNBA history to reach 1,000 rebounds. Reese doing it in 79 games, 10 fewer than the previous record holder, Tina Charles. The former St. Francis star averaging 12.7 rebounds per game in her three-year WNBA career. And finally, in sports media news, a legendary ESPN personality is hanging him up. SportsCenter anchor Linda Cohn announcing her retirement from ESPN after 34 years. Cohn has hosted over 5,500 editions of SportsCenter, and that's the most ever. The former college hockey goalie was inducted into the National Sports Media Hall of Fame in 2017. Her last day will be June 30th. Coming up in 30 minutes, would you have wanted Baltimore to host a World Cup game? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's hour number three here on Casey and Company. Polls are open now, well over an hour in the state of Maryland, all the way till 8 o'clock this evening. If you're in line at 8 o'clock, you will be allowed to vote. Remember, you got to get that mail-in ballot postmarked today. That is the last day for your mail-in ballots as well. Most importantly is to get out and vote. And Councilman Nino Mangione now joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning, Sean. Beautiful day, even if there is a little rain. It's election day, and then you just plugged it there. But we are out. We are already making our rounds. I love these volunteers, some friends and family members out there. We were all the way up in the Hereford Zone. Now I'm heading back down to see an uncle who's working the polls at Oregon Ridge over there. I just wanted to call in and just give a bite. If you're ready, we're at a crossroads in Baltimore County, and if you want strong conservative Republicans, you have to get out today. Sean, the vote in our district in early voting, you're not going to believe this, was about 4% in 42A, as 42A, which is the northern part of the county, and 42 as a whole, was roughly 4%. It is such a low turnout election that conservatives have an unbelievable opportunity to have their voices here, but they heard today, but they have to show up. You have to vote if you have not already early voted. You have to get out today. 7 a.m. it opens, as you mentioned, and it goes till 8 p.m. But this is our Republican team, Nino Mangione, Pat Dyer for executive, Kevin Ford, he's out working. All of our teams are out working very hard today. Kevin Ford for Senate. Chuck Murphy, I just can't think of a better person to take my seat in the House of Delegates. Our friend Jeff McDonald, we've been working very hard, really. I mean, I started this journey 2 years ago. And today is the day. We need help. If you can call your friends, call your family, take your son, take your daughter, your husband, your wife, give grandma a ride to the polls if she needs it. We need to get everybody out there, and let's have our voices heard today. Vote for strong Republican leadership today. Nina Mangione, Kevin Ford, Pat Dyer, Jeff McDonnell, Chuck Murphy. We'll be out all day, Sean.
Yeah, again, it's important people get out there and exercise their franchise. But we had a report from a woman who went to the Oliver Beach Elementary School in Middle River in Baltimore County this morning. She said as soon as she went and voted early because she had to go to work, no paper ballots at that precinct. How does that happen? 2 years to plan for this and you have no paper ballots at a precinct in Middle River?
There's no excuses for that. We know what happened with the almost 500,000 ballots going out wrong. To not have paper ballots is really a shame. The Board of Elections, and they can try to deflect all they want, but if that's the case, that's really, there's just no excuse for that. There's a lot of money. They have years to pay for this. And if that happened, it's just really, it's truly a disservice and a shame. I mean, they have to do better, but I'm still encouraging, of course, everybody to get out there and have your voice heard today.
All right. Thanks, Nino. Appreciate that. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Councilman Nino Mangione, Baltimore County District 3, which is now going to be District 5, after this election. All right. So Baltimore County Election Office is located in Owings Mills. The only number I have for them, it is a business line. It's not an election hotline, but they're allegedly open now. So if you want to call, and if you're having problems, anybody else have a problem in Middle River that voted this morning along with Diane? 410-887-5700. That's 410-887-5700 if you want to contact the Baltimore County local election office. Again, it says their hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You'd think election day they'd be open all day, but that's just a guess on my part. But if you want to try and report a problem to Baltimore County, that would be the number there. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. And the latest update, here's Doug Kelly.
Traffic getting busy on the Beltway outer loop between White Marsh Boulevard off and on toward Paring Parkway. The inner loop in Towson, a busy ride between Delaney Valley Road toward Paring Parkway, then slowing in Pikesville on the inner loop between Rushestown Road to the Jones Falls Expressway. The outer loop is slowing south of 795 toward Baltimore National Pike. The slow ride northbound 95 between Caton Avenue and the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A slight delay northbound 895 from the Steel Bridge to the Harbor Tunnel, slowing southbound 895 south of Erdman Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. A brief delay southbound 95 south of 195 off and on past 32. And the busy ride, the BW Parkway southbound between Arundel Mills Boulevard to Maryland 32. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mild, cloudy, low 80s. Chance of scattered showers again today and tomorrow to be warmer and drier. Right now we're looking at cloudy 70 in Reisterstown, and it's 73 in downtown Baltimore. The birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It's time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. It was on this day, June the 23rd, 1845, the Congress of the Republic of Texas agreed to annexation by the United States. It wouldn't become official to about 6 months later. Texas would become the 28th state. The annexation followed Texas' Declaration of Independence from Mexico in March of 1836, was marked by significant political and military events leading up to this date, and officially annexed in December. But this is when it all began on this day. Again, initial annexation attempts. After gaining independence, Texas sought annexation to the U.S. in 1836, but was rejected by the U.S. government due to concerns over slavery and a potential conflict with Mexico. President John Tyler revived annexation efforts in the early 1840s, culminating in a treaty in April of 1844, which was ultimately rejected by the Senate. The election of James Polk, a pro-annexation Democrat, in 1844 shifted the political landscape, leading to renewed efforts for annexation. Again, we all remember the Battle of the Alamo, San Jacinto, remember, of course, many battles in Texas, which led eventually to Texas's independence. And following President Polk's encouragement, Congress passed the annexation bill, which was signed into law March 1st, 1845. Texas then ratified the annexation agreement, and the formal transfer of power occurred in 1846. But today was the day that Texas said, hey, we want to be part of the United States of America. What a state it is. The Lone Star State, the Great Republic of Texas. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, it's 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and still to come, of course, the Afram Fells Point chaos. This is a tough weekend, and now, following this deadly weekend, Mayor B.S. said he wanted to hear from residents about Baltimore's next violence prevention strategy, launching what he described as a citywide listening effort to shape the future of public safety, even as his office had no comment whatsoever on a violent weekend that left multiple people dead, including a three-year-old child as well. We had the death of that three-year-old girl struck by a stolen vehicle driven by a 14-year-old boy. There was a fatal shooting inside a Park Heights business, a deadly stabbing in East Baltimore, gunfire near Broadway Market that led to the arrest of a 16-year-old, and another shooting in Fells Point that left an 18-year-old wounded. And on top of that, we had the Afram problem, where we had a bunch of unruly teens, largely males, that were causing problems. One of those males had a teenager, a juvenile, had a firearm on his person as well. So in his statement, Scott said, Baltimore's made a significant progress over the last 5 years under our city's first ever comprehensive violence prevention plan, which was built with our communities, not just for them. As we build our momentum with the second one, we're maintaining that commitment. We want to hear from residents what they think is working, where we can do better, and what it will take to build a safer, healthier, and stronger Baltimore. Let me take the lead charge on this. What's not working is the Juvenile Justice Reform Act, the Child Interrogation Protection Act, and the rest of these acts. What's not working is the citation program. That is an absolute joke. And what's not working is the alleged curfew in Baltimore City, which is being completely ignored. All right, day 20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now, Law Offices Michael A. Freeman. Good morning, Counselor. How are you?
Good morning. Boy, you're right on, Sean. No politics here, but you're right on with that.
Thank you. Well, look, it's as I said earlier, this is common sense. This is not there's no political labels here. There's no ideology. This is applying common sense to problems and hopefully coming up with solutions.
hopefully. Common sense also. If you're in an accident where you have been run off the road, say this is a road rage incident, and you're run off the road, and you injure yourself, you drive into a barrier or whatever, and whoever you were fighting with or who was fighting with you leaves the scene. That is what we call a phantom vehicle case. In other words, you can't identify the vehicle. He came out of nowhere, ran you off the road, hit you, whatever, and left. A little bit different than a hit and run. Phantom vehicle usually does not entail a striking of the vehicle, but it's not unlike a hit and run accident where somebody comes and hits you and leaves the scene. In both cases, you have no identification. It's too quick. You couldn't get the tag number, whatever. All right. How do you recover? You are able to recover under your insurance, under your uninsured motorist protection. Just as if you were struck by a motorist who you know and who is uninsured, you use your uninsured motorist coverage for these phantom vehicle and hit-and-run cases. Now, there are some rules that apply since you're using your insurance. Normally, I would tell you to check your insurance policy to make sure that you have done what you needed to do. But I can tell you the first thing you need to do is call the police, because the insurance company will want to know that a police report was made. So as soon as you gather yourself, whether the car is gone or not, whether you've got a tag number or not, maybe you think it's a red car, maybe you thought it was an out-of-state license, maybe something to identify the car, you've got to call the police. That's number one. The number two call is to the insurance company in order to inform them of what's happened. Hopefully you've gotten the police number from the police who arrived. Now, you might have to actually go to the police station to sign up and get this information down on black and white, because a lot of times the police officers don't like to come to a scene where there's actually very little accident involved. There aren't two cars. There aren't cars being towed. But there still is damage to your vehicle, and you might have been personally injured in the vehicle. So you've got to get to the police within 24 hours. That should be the rule. And once you do that, you report it to your insurance company, and after you do that, you call the law offices of Michael Friedman, or you do it first, or you do it second, or you do it third. But you got to do it, because we know how to handle those uninsured motorist cases. We do it all the time. So if you are unlucky in one of those, please give us a call. Now, today's the day to not get into an accident and get in line and go out and vote, and we'll see what happens at the end of the day. And I'm sure we'll talk about it tomorrow with Sean, and we will talk to you next week.
Michael, thanks so much. Appreciate it. That's great advice. And law office of Michael A. Friedman, again, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. Time for traffic weather on the threes at 8:23. Chuck Whitaker has the day off, and time for our traffic with Doug Kelly standing by with the latest on traffic situations here on Tuesday morning.
The accident working on the Beltway inner loop at Lock Raven Boulevard, stop and go from Delaney Valley Road. Also slowing on the inner loop in Woodlawn between 70 and Security Boulevard. Delays on the outer loop between White Marsh Boulevard to Providence Road. Then more slowing on the outer loop between 795 to I-70. Jumped up traffic southbound 895 between Erdman Avenue and the Harbor Tunnel. The slow ride on southbound 95 between Eastern Avenue and the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Up in Belcamp in Harford County, watch out for the work zone northbound 95 between 24 and 543. Looks like some slowing coming north of Mountain Road. Glen Burnie delays on westbound 100 between Ritchie Highway and Quarterfield Road. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild today, low 80s for the high. Still a chance of some showers scattered maybe a little bit later on this afternoon. We got rain for the next hour. Forest Hills. 70s. Dundalk, cloudy, 73. We had a report last hour of a school, Oliver Beach Elementary in Middle River in Baltimore County, that had no paper ballots. One person called to report that. Her name was Diane. We haven't had any corroboration or confirmation of that from any of the other listeners or callers. We did leave a message, we think, on the Maryland GOP election hotline. It was a recording. I've looked now at Baltimore County Board of Elections. There's no hotline. Maryland State Board of Elections, there's no hotline. There is rumor control, so if there's disinformation, misinformation, they'll hop on that immediately. But they won't hop on no paper ballots if that's indeed the case at Oliver Beach Elementary. So that needs to change as well. You need to have these hotlines manned or staffed, I guess would be the proper word, by folks during election days. Hello, that's common sense, is it not? What, I just don't understand. These people get paid. I'm getting some big bucks, and they drop the ball each and every election cycle. Speaking of dropping the ball, the mayor's anti-violence, anti-crime taking a big hit over the weekend. First at AFRAM, also at Fells Point. Max's Tap House owner, Max Furman, saying that there were gunfire shots and people. It was bedlam.
I heard 10 gunshots go off and the crowd running. Kids, and these are kids. These are not young adults. And, running for cover, somebody's going to get killed just from a stampede.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen eventually. Someone will be injured. We saw a 3-year-old child struck and fatally injured by a 14-year-old stolen car. Again, business owners in Fells Point, they threatened to withhold their taxes, I think, last year because of negligence, incompetence, or being ignored by City Hall. They should do it. I think they absolutely should withhold, especially since the business owner here saying this is just out of control.
There were thousands of people down here, and they were open containers, handles of liquor, weed, screaming, jumping on cars, twerking.
Yeah, just an average Saturday night in Fells Point. Furman, again, owner of Max's Tap House in Fells Point, saying this citation program that the mayor came up with, it's an absolute joke.
They could be writing citations the whole night. There was so much. But most of it, when I say they could be writing it all night, most of them are juveniles that are down here.
So here's what we know. We know that all of these acts I just mentioned that are meant to keep black and brown children out of jail, they don't work. Okay? There's no accountability. There's no consequences. There's no punishment. It's just a slap on the wrist. Even when they get an ankle monitor, that doesn't work because they don't have enough people to monitor the ankle monitors at DJS. So that's a joke. These state agencies, I'm sure there's some good people working there. They're trying to do their jobs, but they're jokes. The mayor's crime prevention program is not preventing crime. It's just shifting it. Shifting it demographically and geographically. So that's a joke. And so for us to sit there and accept that homicides are down, Sean, how can you argue? Well, yeah, but people still don't feel safe. When you got gunfire, I said there were 10 shots fired in Fells Point. Do you feel safe when bullets are flying in Baltimore City neighborhoods? I'm sorry, I don't feel anybody feels safe in that regard. Do you feel safe when 14-year-olds feel they're encouraged, enabled to steal cars and then run over 3-year-old children and kill them? Do you feel safe then? Again, and the mayor's going to have a listening tour. Okay? Well, the only thing they're going to listen to is at the ballot box. And that's the only way you're going to make a change. They're not listening to you. They got all the town halls that they want. They don't listen to you. You think they think what you say is important. The only thing that's important is your vote. That's why you got to get out and vote today.
If they have ballots.
Yeah, right. Ballots, not bullets. Mm. Time for the latest. Maggie Hunter's got the update for us.
Thanks. Good morning. Registered Republicans and Democrats will head to the polls today and are already as Maryland holds its primary election. The polling locations are open until 8 p.m. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by 8 p.m. And ballots returned by hand must also be placed in drop boxes by the 8 p.m. deadline. To find a polling location, voters can visit the State Board of Elections' Find My Polling Place portal, that is. Unaffiliated voters are not able to vote in party primary elections, but they can cast ballots in nonpartisan primaries in their jurisdiction, including races for local school boards. Residents who are not registered can sign up at their polling place today with proof of residency. And Baltimore County detectives have taken a suspect into custody in connection with the June 5th murder of a Towson University student. 22-year-old Nazir Majid was shot and killed while driving northbound on York Road near the Towson Circle in what may have been a road rage incident. Police have not released the name of the person who has been arrested, but last week, investigators announced the name of a possible suspect. In a Monday night message, police said the active search related to the investigation has concluded. And the man cleared of murdering 16-year-old Felicia Barnes in 2010 is sentenced to two consecutive life terms plus 25 years for the rape and assault of a woman in Rosedale. Michael Johnson was found guilty in April following a trial in Baltimore County. State's attorney Scott Schellenberger says the lengthy sentence ensures that Johnson never harms another woman again. Johnson stood trial three times for the Barnes murder before a judge acquitted him in 2018. And city police say a moped rider is dead following a weekend crash in South Baltimore. The accident happened at around 3:30 Sunday morning in the 500 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. They were involved in the crash, remained at the scene, and the crash remains under investigation. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather. On the threes.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
Traffic jammed up southbound 95 between Eastern Avenue and the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The slowing southbound 895 between Erdman Avenue and the Harbor Tunnel. Roadwork up in Belcamp on northbound 95 between 24 and 543. Accident working on the inner loop at Lock Raven Boulevard. Stop and go from Delaney Valley Road. Outer loop slowing between White Marsh Boulevard to Providence Road. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Tuesday morning, we are expecting some scattered showers throughout the day and temperatures that will be much cooler, upper 70s, maybe a few lower 80s, drier on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be Shane Boz on the Hill tonight in Anaheim as the Birds look for their first four-game winning streak of the year. Boz will have a hard time topping what Kyle Bradish did last night.
Breaking ball swung on and missed. Eight shutout innings. Nine strikeouts for Kyle Bradish. His first eight-inning start in the big leagues in 3 years on a brilliant night in Anaheim.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Bradish was indeed brilliant, leading Baltimore to the 6-1 win last night. Offense provided by Taylor Ward, a solo shot in his return to Anaheim. Kobe Mayo, a three-run blast. After the game, manager Albanez on the gem that was thrown by Bradish.
KB was outstanding tonight. It was really impressive. Just for him to carry over, we didn't see Seattle to this star. It was to go eight shutout innings for us was huge. And
then how about Bradish in the post game after the interview with Albanez?
I was in the zone, just challenging guys. Two seam was really good to both sides today. I think it kind of opened up the breaking ball later in the game.
Game time tonight is 9:38 p.m. World Cup action continues today with four more games, highlighted by England-Ghana at 4 p.m. Yesterday, it was more Lionel Messi with two goals, leading Argentina 2-0 over Austria. Messi with a World Cup record now 18 career goals. Good news for the Maryland men's basketball program. Power forward Pharrell Payne will return to the team for the upcoming season. The 6'9", 250-pounder led the Terps in scoring last year at 17.5 points per game, despite playing just 10 games because of a right knee injury. That ailment sidelined him for the final 22 games of the year. Payne received a medical waiver from the NCAA. Now, without Payne, Maryland limped to a 12-21 record, matching a dubious program record for most losses in a season. A lot of baseball history on this day for you, starting 53 years ago. Take you back to June 23, 1973. Who says pitchers can't hit? Phillies' Ken Brett hits a home run in his fourth consecutive game in which he pitches. Brett, of course, the older brother of MLB Hall of Famer George Brett. 1981, the longest game in professional baseball history. 33 innings, the Pawtucket Red Sox finally beat the Rochester Red Wings. 3-2 was the final. Future Hall of Famers Wade Boggs and Cal Ripken Jr. played in that game. Cal Jr., of course, played all 33 innings. And finally, June 23, 2003, the Giants' Barry Bonds steals second base against the Dodgers, becoming the first player in MLB history to have 500 career home runs and 500 steals. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the city of Baltimore and the World Cup.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
So with the World Cup here now, Sean, we've heard all the great stories about the foreigners coming to towns across the country, eating, drinking, loving, marrying, etc. You know, back in the day, Baltimore had a shot to become one of those cities. We had a joint bid with Washington, D.C. This was, I guess, what, maybe 3-4 years ago, and we're denied. We didn't get it. Boston got the final slot. Philly was the closest one to Baltimore to get it. But the question is, had Baltimore gotten it, would this have been good for the city?
I think it would have been expensive.
Very expensive.
We would have had issued Kevlar jackets to all World Cup participants and fans. D.C. as well at the time, very dangerous until Trump cleaned it up.
Especially Fells Point area in Baltimore.
Exactly.
But to your point, though, about the money, it would have cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, we couldn't afford it.
And we couldn't afford it. And the other thing is, Baltimoreans, for the most part, would not have been able to participate. And the tickets, I mean, you know, it's not a lot of Baltimoreans would have gone to
these games.
I
understand the tickets are very expensive.
Extremely expensive. Yeah. Face value, between $25,000 to $5,000. The World Cup final, of course, is going to be exorbitant, but that wouldn't have affected Baltimore. I think the issue was the economics at the end of the day.
It's interesting, though, because initially people were booking, you know, their trips here. I read an article the other day, and hotel rooms were off the charts. They were just, they were unaffordable. People that bought tickets couldn't find hotel rooms. And so they went back and they started looking again like weeks later, and all of a sudden the price of hotel rooms had dropped, I guess because of demand.
Well,
because it was so expensive, nobody was booking hotel rooms.
Correct.
So they had to drop their rates.
So ironically, in Philadelphia over the weekend, I was in Jersey, by the way, not too far from Philly over the weekend, and hotel rooms were going for $200 a night because they remained unfilled for the game yesterday.
Right.
And so, so the demand, you know, it's obviously supply and demand.
Yeah, because people are spending a fortune on the tickets, and then you got to travel to get here as well. So airfare and tickets, and the hotel rooms were taking the hit.
Absolutely.
So
we'll see
but you're right. We would not have been able to afford it.
And then think about the transportation. I mean, these subways are going, direct to the stadium for hundreds of dollars. Parking is $225. So, yeah.
What were they charging to get to Foxborough? Do you remember? It was some exorbitant bus ride or something.
It was $158. It was $98 from Penn Station to the Meadowlands.
Wow.
It was $158 from Boston to Foxborough. Normally, that ticket would have been $12.
That's crazy. People are gouging.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So yesterday, Michael Johnson, the man that was tried on the murder of Felicia Barnes and acquitted because they just couldn't prove it in court, was finally, justice finally caught up to him in a rape and assault case in the county. Felicia Barnes was in the city. This is a case in the county, and again, this is when you have experienced prosecutors like Scott Schellenberger, again, on the case. And so I think it's two consecutive life sentences for Michael Johnson in this rape and assault case, which was pretty much the modus operandi in the Felicia Barnes case as well, but he was acquitted of that, but not this time, according to the Baltimore County State's Attorney.
We know that he will not hurt another person in Baltimore County again, because it sounds like it's the judge's intention that he never be a free man in the state of Maryland. So that is part of the reason that we're pleased.
Yeah, and they're pleased. And again, the family of Felicia Barnes, you might imagine, they did not get justice for their daughter and sister, family member. But now, of course, they believe justice has been served in this case.
They were also pleased that that they know that he will not hurt another person again, either in the city or in the county, because it's the intention for him to stay in jail for the rest of his life. And so I think there was a sense of relief for that.
And the fact is, what happened in the city trial? I mean, you had not one but two trials, and he was acquitted of both. And, you know, the problem in some of the city trials is that there is intimidation, witness intimidation, threats to the witnesses. And when the witnesses dry up, so do the chance of conviction.
I think Baltimore City was trying very hard. And they worked diligently in trying to convict. Criminal cases have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. That can be very challenging. And we're very sorry that the Barnes family had to go through what they did. I hope they can take a little solace in what happened today.
Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, who is up for re-election today in the primary in Baltimore County here in Maryland. But you look at, in this particular case, you know, this individual, and who knows how many others may have been raped or assaulted. Felicia Barnes case, the murder there. But this is a dangerous individual. Should never have been out on the streets and with a rap sheet a mile long. And this is, and unfortunately, what passes for criminal justice. Now, Scott Schellenberger did his job and got the conviction. The problem is, you know, again, this was during Mosby's years when the Felicia Barnes trial was ongoing of the Michael Johnson, rather, the murder of Felicia Barnes. So prosecutors matter. Think very hard before you go in and you put some newbie in there or you put some progressive Soros bot in any prosecutor or a state's attorney or any prosecutor's office, because this is what you get. And unfortunately, other people are have crimes committed against them because of that kind of mindset. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker this morning is Doug Kelly.
The accident on the inner loop at Lock Haven Boulevard has been cleared. There is slowing on the inner loop between 70 and Security Boulevard. More delays on the inner loop between 795 to the JFX. On the outer loop for the slowing between White Marsh Boulevard to Providence Road. More slowing on the outer loop between 795 off and on to 70 with the delay eastbound 70 between Roxbury Mills Road and Sykesville Road, and then slowing eastbound 70 between Baltimore National Pike and Columbia Pike. The backups in the city, southbound 895 between Erdman Avenue and the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be mild today. Low 80s, cloudy, chance of scattered showers and or storms still remain for the rest of the day into this evening. And right now we are cloudy, 71 in Ellicott City. It is 73 in Middle River. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel good. a new segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A teenager in California is a hero after diving into a harbor to rescue a struggling dog. His name is Mateo Ackerman. And you notice the dog getting exhausted in the water, so he dove in, carried him safely back to shore. He and his friends then used the dog's collar to contact the owner and stayed with him until he was reunited with his family. Here's how the rescue sounded.
Go!
Aww. How far in the water was he when you got him?
Other side.
At that blue boat, the blue and white.
Really? He was over there?
Yeah.
God, where was he going?
Just incredible. Anytime you walk, you go on the water like that, I don't care whether it's a human being or it's a dog, you put your own life at risk. You have the risk of being pulled under or bad things happening while you're in that water. So, very brave thing to do. And that's our Feel Good News. It's a segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so we've dispatched the I-team. They're out at Oliver Beach Elementary in Middle River. We have an investigator going out there. Yes, the very I know she'll get to the bottom of the story. Val McDonough is going to go out to Oliver Beach. So I got news for you. She's coming. You better be ready, okay? And we're going to get the truth from Oliver Beach here shortly in the Middle River. D. Kaufman via text says, I noticed the two drop boxes at schools in Baltimore County. They're positioned in such a way that the cameras can't see what's being placed in them. The cameras are located directly behind the drop boxes. Okay? So I don't know what the protocol is for that, but that's a bad thing. And there's much mother issues as well. We'll get to that here. Thanks for all the texts and emails this morning. Appreciate that. Teresa says, I voted this morning. I chose an electronic ballot. When I put in the blank card, the screen actually allowed me to choose whether I wanted to vote Democrat or Republican. Is this allowed in the state of Maryland? I questioned the election judge who was helping me. He did not have an answer. It seemed odd that those voting using electronic voting could choose to cross party lines. No, that's not legal. It's a closed primary system. Republicans have to vote Republican. Democrats have to vote Democrats. If you got a card that allowed you to cross, there's a glitch there. And that needs to be reported. And again, it's just, this goes on every election. We just never get it right, ever. And people go along, oh, yeah, it's the most secure election of all time. Yeah, it's so disconcerting, it really is. Carmen says, I arrived at my local polling place at 7:15 this morning. I was the first and only voter. All right, well, that was at 7:15, so hopefully things will pick up in his voting precinct. But so now we have no paper ballots at a Oliver Beach Elementary in Middle River, and then we have drop boxes with cameras not being able to see what's put in them. And then we have a person that says, Teresa says she got the electronic voting card, put it in, and allowed her to vote in either Democrat or Republican primaries.
The only thing I can think of is I think they do ask, are you a registered Republican or Democrat? But it's like a test. Like, they bring up all your information on their little computer, but then it's like you have to say it out loud. So I don't know if they really meant you could have given the opposite answer that you are and would have been allowed to vote that way, or it was more of their test that they go through, which I hate. But
if you're getting, if you say, okay, Sean Casey, I'm a Republican, mm-hmm. you get a card that, or if you get a paper ballot, you get a Republican ballot.
Right.
I would think you get a card that is a Republican that authorizes you to vote electronically on the Republican ballot only. What card would
they
you
get? They
don't
want to see. They don't want to see your registration card or your ID, but no, you have to recite the info, right?
Right. And the only time they ask for an ID, to my knowledge, is when you're a first-time voter. That's when they will actually, in this state, ask for a photo ID. And it could be a driver's license, MVA card, whatever. But that's the only time you ever get asked for if you're a first-time voter.
I mean, I'm thinking one of our listeners, I think, in the last couple of years made this joke that I've never forgotten. That's like, they're like vampires when you bring out the light. When you try to get out your ID anyway, they're like, no, we don't want to see it. But, and then it's because I've tried to do that. But I don't know. I know I've been asked. It's like a little test. So you have to recite and you have to have your information memorized. So if you say the wrong answer, I don't know. Do they correct you or not? I don't know, because I don't want to mess around.
If you register to vote today, because we have same-day registration, then you do have to prove. You have to prove with either driver's license or a bill of some sort that's sent to your home in your name. Again, who knows what they're accepting these days in this state.
But again, why are we never ready? Why are we always surprised? Sean, you've worked many more election days than me, but I've worked election days for the last 15, 16 years here and at two of the TV newsrooms here in Baltimore. At 7 a.m., the calls always start. And by the way, when I worked at the TV newsroom, sometimes there were Democrats calling also with problems. My polling place isn't open, or they don't have any power or whatever. They're never ready. But why aren't we ready to respond to that? Why don't we have someone calling? Okay, great. Yeah, a hotline is great, but not if nobody answers and not if they're not going to listen to the messages or act on it from 3 months today. What good is that? So I don't know why we're always surprised. We shouldn't be surprised. There's this stuff that happens every time. I don't know what the answer is, but maybe we should work with the RNC. Maybe we should work with the DOJ. Why? We need immediate action. Because again, whatever happens tonight or whenever they decide the winners, nothing can be undone after that. So you got to respond to it in the moment, like Trump's team tried to do. They had to have lawyers ready to go. Didn't we have 4 years ago in Pennsylvania, there were issues, and boom, the RNC had lawyers there fighting stuff immediately. You got to fight it. You got to stop it.
The RNC has it, but the Maryland GOP, again, we tried to call the election hotline. It doesn't look like there's any kind of hotline that exists anywhere else for that matter, other than rumor control. I've been doing this 44 years on the air in Baltimore, 44 years, and it's always been the same way. Always. Every election time, there are problems, there are issues, there are glitches, and then the one big one was 1994 when the election was stolen from Ellen Sauerbrey, who should have been the rightful governor here in the state of Maryland. 8:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. Doug Kelly has the update.
In Belcamp, road work northbound 95 between 24 and 543. In Annapolis, dealing with some utility work, blocking the off-ramp of eastbound 50 to Maryland 450. That is West Street in Annapolis. Westbound 100 in Glen Burnie for the slow ride between Ritchie Highway and Quarterfield Road. On the Beltway inner loop between 70 and Security Boulevard, a brief delay. More slowing on the inner loop between 795 to the JFX. The ad loop has some slowing between White Marsh Boulevard to York Road, then delays on the outer loop between 795 to I-70. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, low 80s, chance of scattered showers throughout the day today. Right now, cloudy 75 in Annapolis. It is 70 in Pikesville. Kim Klasick live coming up on primary election day right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. Happy election day to you.
Yes, indeed.
What do you think? What is going to happen today? You know, I was thinking about this. I think maybe we'll get possibly 50% of the races decided tonight.
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky, yeah. So it takes the wind out of election day just a bit.
Yeah, you got to wait. You got to wait. And all the mail-in, because they're allowing postmarked ballots by 8 p.m.
Yeah.
tonight.
Yeah.
And then those have to come in, and then some races are very close. Then right. They have to wait for the mail-in ballots to be counted.
And then if it's close, I'm sure you'll see probably some legal teams geared up.
Yeah. Well, Supreme Court's going to rule on that any day now.
Okay.
So whether or not everything has to be counted on election day, so we'll see.
I think
that'll go Trump's way. I don't think the birthright citizenship case will, but we'll see. By the way, are you close to Oliver Beach Elementary?
Not too far.
Okay.
Not too far.
No
yeah.
paper ballots this morning.
Oh, I did not hear that.
One of our listeners called in.
How did that happen?
They don't know. And we called the Maryland GOP hotline, got a recorded message. So we sent Val McDonough over there. She's going to get the story.
Okay. Well, Val will definitely get the
story. She'll definitely get
Yes. We love Val. She'll go get the story. I did not hear about that, but thank you. I'll keep my eye on that. Of course, we'll talk about primary elections today. We are going to talk a little bit about, because, of course, I don't know if you saw this. You probably did. The 3-year-old that was killed in that fatal hit and run. The 14-year-old being charged as a juvenile.
Yeah.
And we knew this was going to happen.
Exactly.
This is so sad. This little girl, this family is not going to receive any justice.
No.
And it's a shame. No, it's a shame. Anyways, we're going to talk about that, of course. We're also going to talk about the new Baltimore County Schools Superintendent. Dr. William Heiser is the pick. And we'll get...
He's from Anne Arundel County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like he's pretty qualified to do the job.
Yeah. It looks like he's got great qualifications.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they selected him, but...
Yeah. I can read between those lines, Sean. I'm surprised as well. And then, of course, we'll talk about the latest out of Iran and Tucker Carlson leaving the Republican Party.
And MTG. They're both out.
Yes. MTG, I'm not surprised on. Tucker, some people said they are not surprised either with Tucker, but I kind of am a little surprised.
I think it's been trending in that direction now for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We'll maybe Candace Owens will be next.
Oh, yeah. She can leave the country. Forget about the party. Leave the country.
I did that way. Thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in. All right. So I got some more problems here to report. Sad to say. Let's see. It's coming in via text. This is from Nancy. Voted this morning at 7:30 at Harford Hills Elementary. No one there. However, my brother-in-law, who has voted for 40 years there, had to register to vote and fill out a provisional ballot. It was a cluster. Never had a problem before. His polling place, also Harford Hills. He went with my husband and I. And remember, today, some of your polling places may have changed. Mine did. I used to vote in my elementary school right up the road there, about a mile away. And now I go to the senior high school in Reisterstown at Franklin. So that's where I am voting today. But, again, a lot of people don't realize your early voting center is not your primary election day voting center. It's, again, check your voter's card. That'll tell you where your voting precinct is. But some of them have changed. So, again, all right, we'll be back tomorrow morning with complete coverage of primary election day and analysis. And we urge you to tune in tomorrow at 6. And again, there is going to be special session. There's going to be two targeted windows for special session here in Maryland that could consider two possible amendments to the Maryland Constitution. It has to involve redistricting. They want to put that in the, enshrine that in the Maryland State Constitution, that they can jump across the Chesapeake Bay and basically leave Republicans voiceless in the first congressional district. Much, much more to come as well. So get out and vote. It's crucial. It's important. If you're angry about what happened in 2025, if you don't want to see a repeat in 2027, now's the time that you do something about it. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.